Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, sounds good. Bye.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
Alrighty, and we are breaking on through to the other side all the time. Let's see what we have going today and next week. This week has not gone quite as we planned. Bonnie got hung up with, I'll just say, technical difficulties up north. So she was not able, she didn't even have a computer access or anything on Monday or Tuesday, so that's why we didn't have anything going this week on Monday and Tuesday. We did have Ron and myself on yesterday, and Ron had a field day. It was awesome. He told us so much information because I had the opportunity to, you know, ask him a bunch of the questions I've been wanting to, and I still had more left to ask him, and he's going to tell us next week some about, like, the 50 states and what the astrological signs of the 50 states are. So that will help people kind of, you know, determine, is this a good state for me to live in, you know, if you know your own astrological type stuff. So let's see, we're looking forward to that. And Bonnie should be back next Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to see how that pans out. And then, of course, we're here today. Leslie Journey is going to join us for the second hour. And Brenda and Annabelle hopefully will be calling in here soon. So let's see. In the meantime, what else is going on? Oh, yes. There's some caveats here. It's like if you guys have or have not listened to Ron's segment yesterday, like I said, he had a whole bunch of stuff that he told about an experience when he was first studying. He said it was like within the first 3 months of when he was first studying astrology, and that would have been back in the, you know, early 70s, like, you know, 70, 71, 72, 73. And he said it happened, there was I believe it was a Mars-Saturn conjunction, and where the place he was located at, and it's like I listened to it the first time, and I didn't write it down. It's like I'm bad with this. Like I need to go back. Even when I listen to stuff in archives, if I don't write it down, sometimes I get my facts mixed. But I know it was at an airport, like, I don't know, near where they were, you know, something like that. But he said on that weekend, there were two planes collided, you know, on the Mars-Saturn conjunction. two planes collided in midair, and he told, you know, about the fallout and that kind of stuff. So he said, coincidentally here, you know, we're having one of these Mars-Saturn conjunctions coming up on Monday. So we were sitting around, my children were kind of listening in on some of this, and after the show, my 12-year-old is like, gee, Mom, should we just, like, you know, sit in the house on Monday with, you know, in the basement, maybe with the umbrella over our heads? We've been joking about that on air, too. So I was like, you know, Ron kind of said, yeah, it's just, you know, but he says it's just a day to really, Monday the 25th, really be extra careful, you know, when you're driving, when you're walking, when you're, you know, going downstairs, if you're, you know, stepping in the bathtub, you know, whatever it is. It's like whatever you're doing on Monday, just be really, you know, hyper alert, really hyper aware of, you know, what's going on, your surroundings, what's happening, you know, all that good stuff. So, yeah, just that awareness, kind of like that warning sign, you know, you see when you're driving along, while driving along on the road. It's like, just be aware of your surroundings and what is happening. So, because, you know, you never know. We're also going to be, of course, you know, watching, some of us watch, not necessarily the news on TV, but I watch what I call the computer news, you know, so see what the top stories of the day are. So I'm definitely going to keep that day in prayer and go and, you know, God, let there be peace. Let there be peace on this planet for a change. All righty. Well, I'm looking at our queue here and seeing if we have Brenda or Annabelle in yet, and they haven't called in just yet. Hello, all of us. All righty. Howdy. I'm going to say howdy to our chat room, Little Fairy, Organic Skies, and guests. Welcome here this morning. Well, it's my morning. It's probably your guys' afternoon there somewhere. So, anyway, I'm just going to say welcome all. And, of course, Bonnie always says, you know, please make sure that people know that, you know, I'm thinking about them and, you know, just, you know, haven't forgotten y'all. It's like just too many things on her plate right now that she is juggling. So, yeah, I don't know, all kinds of fun stuff going on. And still looking for, okay, they haven't arrived yet, so I'm looking at my news note sheet here and seeing what we can discuss here a little bit this morning. Because there's always things to talk about. Let's see. Trying to type and talk at the same time just does not work for me real well. So I'm trying to do both here. All right, there we are. All right. And let's see, the other part I was going to do here, I was looking around for my moon sign book, because that's one of the things I like to do is, Ron and I got to talking about that yesterday a little bit, was for, you know, gardeners and for people who are planting courses, getting kind of, you know, late in the season to plant, although radishes are something that grow, they only take 28 days to grow, so it's August, you know, some seasons will still have some planting time and growing days left, but, you know, for the most part, we're getting into harvest. Now is the time of, you know, for gardeners, you know, you're looking at pruning things. You want to prune things for growth, unless it's weeds, of course, and, of course, then you want to do things like trim the weeds so it retards their growth and makes them go away. So all those different kind of signs. And Ron and I were talking about the difference between the Llewellyn's, I don't know, the Llewellyn's versus the Farmer's Almanac. And yes, questions there. It's like, yes, we will be taking callers here. We're kind of waiting for Brenda and or Annabelle to call in this morning here. And I'm going to see if I can't get Maggie, if you can hear me. I'm just going to say, can you call in? Then we can do a little topic talk, because it's more fun to talk with someone than to listen to me here try to do topic talk all by myself. Okay, let's see. What do we got here? And I'm not sure. Phone numbers. Okay. Doopy 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 doo. We're going to give this a try here. Hello. Who have we got?
It's Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, yay! Thank you once again for being my lifesaver. You're sweet and round. Although you're tall. Oh, goodness. Well, we
How's
haven't
it
had...
going?
It's, I don't know, for me, it's more, I'll say it's more hectic for Bonnie right now than it is for me, and it's like, it's no cakewalk here either. It's like we're doing the same kind of stuff, probably, I'll say, on a lesser scale. I'm getting two students. We're trying to get ready to start school. I don't know if we're going to end up starting next week. They have, because we do online stuff, it's like they have what they call flights, or they have, you know, different start dates. So if we don't make the group that starts with the first group start date, which is like Tuesday the 26th, I believe, it'll be like 2 weeks, and then they'll, you know, because they're still going to have to ship us materials and all this good stuff. So I'm thinking we're probably going to be starting after Labor Day in September. So at this point.
Oh, like normal people used to.
Yeah.
So you have younger students going back, and Bonnie has older
I
students.
I do. Yeah, I've got 7th and 9th, and Bonnie has two college age. Her son is in that cuisine, wait a minute, culinary art school, or he's going to art, geez. Cooking school. There we go. I know somebody's going to nail me on that, because it's, you know, it's all these, you know, these gourmet cooking schools, and it's like, I don't know, somebody told me once upon a time, it's like, well, calling this school, you know, a chef school or a cooking school is like calling Harvard a college. And I went, well, Harvard is a college. You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
but I guess they're
Boston, it certainly does not live up to its reputation, I can tell you that from personal experience. Harvard is, well, shall I spill the beans about Harvard?
Oh, wow. I don't know. No names.
Well,
no names on air.
No. Well, what they do is, what this is their standard practice is they offer teaching stints or teaching posts to people like all over the world for like a year or so. And they pay them peanuts. And the deal is that they get to put on their resume that they, taught at Harvard. And the quality of education, from what I have heard from students from all over the world, is that it's not up to par. And their library is not nearly as good as other libraries that I know of in third world countries. So it's all this public relation fantasy is what they essentially are putting out there. It's not academically as sound as people think.
Probably as it used to be, because I know, I mean, we looked into the history. This is really funny. I mean, this was when my seventh grader was in fourth grade, and we, you know, they had, like, you know, the American history and that kind of stuff, and Harvard was actually founded by the Puritans, and the Puritans were a very educated people. It was really surprising. It's like, because they felt everybody needed to learn how to read because they had to, you know, read the Bible. So they took their women to read, which was kind of an unusual thing at the time, but they are the ones that actually founded Harvard College. And initially, you know, in the beginning years, maybe the first couple centuries, you know, it had a really good reputation for, you know, for academics and that kind of stuff. And it's like, yeah, I understand what you're saying. You know, as time goes on, you know, people kind of ride on their reputation. It's like they charge a lot of money to go there, and it's really prestigious, but, you know, it's possibly not necessarily as, like you say, the quality of education. You might be able to get, you know, a more quality education or background, you know, some other facility for a lot less money.
Right. And it's just, yeah, it's a lot of public relation, and it just doesn't, measure up to snuff academically. But then what
I was going to say anymore.
Really is. Yeah,
I look at the education that my dad got. I mean, back in the, back in the 30s, you know, whatever, it's like both my parents were back in high school in the 1930s. And my dad's level of education, it's like, because it was a smaller school, they were really rigorous academically, all the things. I mean, my dad had beautiful handwriting. You know, they had to memorize, you know, poems, they had to recite things, they had to do all kinds of stuff. You know, and when he got out, he only had a high school education, but we look at, you know, kind of what was expected back then, and a lot of times a high school education back then was the equivalent of either, like, you know, a junior college. Yeah. You know, in fact, when he was in the military, and he was working for different people, this one, he worked for this one admiral. He was like a clerical, not assistant, but anyway, he started in at the low rank and he worked his way up to being a chief, so he did quite a bit of stuff there. But this one guy thought that he was, asked his boss, it's like the other admiral, it's like, did Mallory graduate from, Harvard or Yale? And he was like, no, it's like, I think he's only got a high school education. But it's like, my dad had, these two admirals were passing, notes back and forth, whatever. So dad was kind of, my dad was kind of running back and forth between them. And this one guy says, well, wait a minute, maybe I can just, read through this and see if, I can answer him right away rather than, taking so much time. So he was standing there and it's like, my dad said, this guy got this really puzzled look on his face and he read through this whole thing and he says, I have a question. He says, you know what this means? So he had this particular paragraph and my dad said, well, yeah, that means blah, 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 blah. And he explained it to him. So that's when this other guy, was asking, like, does he have a college education? It's like, no, he has, he only went through high school, but he got a really good education in that high school.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, is back in the 30s and 40s, the entire culture is essentially based on meritocracy. People were advanced and given employment according to their merit.
What they do.
Like how much they knew about this or their experiences and this and that and the other thing. And people actually were hired and fired according to their merit. And they called that meritocracy. And now they have systematically dumbed down the educational system so much that the same kind of degrees that they had back in the 30s and 40s doesn't mean anymore.
Exactly.
And you have college graduates who don't know nearly as much as high school graduates from the 30s and 40s.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like, for an example, like during the colonial period when, Madison and Jefferson and all those guys were, running all over the place, their education was extremely high back then. A point of fact is if you look at
I want to say the Congress of the Founding Fathers or the, somebody like that, people who started this country.
Yeah, but if you go and you look at the Federalist Papers that were actually published in the New York, I don't know how old the New York Times is, like the leading New York City newspaper at the time. The Federalist Papers were actually published in the. And if you ever read the Federalist Papers, it really makes you, like I said, I was a philosophy major, and wow, this is like, a nice intellectual talk here, essentially, what the Federalist Papers are. It goes into, like, very deep philosophical ideas. And people today, I don't think they would even be capable of reading such a document and understanding it.
Yeah,
and I'm not exaggerating either.
If you were to take
the Federalist Papers and have somebody read it and ask them, okay, read this paragraph and explain to me what it means, they would not be able to do it. And yet, at the time, it was, like I said, published in the newspapers, and so like the common person would read this stuff.
Would read them and get it, right, exactly.
And today, nobody would be able to read it, hardly.
Right,
and,
Or if it is, it's like take a dictionary and look up what it is, while we're going along,
Even the change of the definitions is amazing. If you look at Wikipedia, at some of the definitions that they give, versus the definition of an encyclopedia from the, let's say, 1960s, it's considerably different.
Yeah, that's true. I have a 1960s dictionary that's like one of those four inch dictionaries that I use.
I do too.
So I understand.
I love it. I got it in high school, and it's been my best friend ever since. And it's really entertaining to me to like look up a word and this 1960s dictionary back when the states were like the Soviet Union and the countries' names were different then too, but to look at like the definition of like a Semite, which is very eye-opening. It's quite interesting. It's doesn't have anything to do with Jews. You know, it's everything to do with just like the entire Arabic blood family. It's not singled out into such narrow.
Such a name is really cheap. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so it makes you kind of wonder, like, who's singling out the the Jews?
Yeah.
You know?
How
what
did
is
this
the reason for doing this?
Doing this, yeah. Well, one of the things I was going to ask you about too is like, what did you think of Ron's I'll say dissertation yesterday? It's like I was so tickled to have him on for that amount of time. what did you make out of his? Because I listened to it. I mean, I heard it, and it's like, what did you think about what he was saying about the Mars Saturn conjunction? Remember he was talking about, I don't know if you heard that part where he talked about, you know, the planes hiding midair. But I know that was back in the 70s, but it's like, what, you know, and I was kind of joking about, you know, yeah, so Monday we should just go in the basement and put our umbrellas over our head and just, you know, hide for the day. he did say that we need to be, cautious on Monday, or aware of our surroundings or something like that. It's like, what else did you get from his stuff yesterday?
Oh, I was fascinated by it. He's like a tremendous speaker on astrology. He's just like know-it-all guy, you know, the go-to.
I know, he is.
Astrological questions. He's amazing. And when he was talking about back in the early 70s, late 60s, like before the 80s, I completely agree with him. It was kind of like the first part of the 70s were like a continuation of like the last part of the 60s. Like the last part of the 60s were like building up into essentially the youth had enough of the overbearing materialism and the pro-war stance of the older generations, and essentially they weren't going to have it anymore. You know, they were like out of here. They had the audacity to burn their draft cards and leave the country to go to Canada, avoid the draft, yada, yada, yada. And the early 70s was a continuation of this. And it was so evident in the music at the time. And this is when the federal, the FCC, Federal Communications Commission,
FCC,
that's when
right,
they started
yeah.
cracking down on radio programs, because I was from like the Motor City, and the music there was just fantastic. And then they started banning music like The Eve of Destruction. Do you remember that Barry, what was his last name? Barry somebody, The Eve of Destruction. Do you remember that tune?
Oh. No, I don't.
Man.
Like, yeah.
Oh, it was,
you know,
I was in
my old little world out in the western prairies, and it's like, yeah, we didn't have some of that civilized stuff out there. We were lucky to have our toilets, you know.
I grew up in a big city, so I was like in the pulse of it. They started to ban music and such, and radio shows were like, we're not going to have this. We're not going to have the FCC. And that's when they also started buying up all of the airwaves, you know, as if there was such a concept. But they came up with it. And then when they started buying up the airwaves and clamping down on who was able to, this is like just around the same time, radio shows they started opening up their own radio channels, and they call them the underground radio stations.
Oh, wow.
So
and
we
that was
could play
America.
All the band music.
Yeah, we had underground radio in America.
I remember WAVX. It started as a underground radio station, and then you could hear all the cool stuff. You know, we didn't have to like limit the length of the songs to 3 minutes. We'd go and we'd play like the full length of various like Pink Floyd and we'd play all the band music. Oh, it was great, and that's what got the FCC all upset, because we weren't complying to their their wishes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Well, guess what? I think we have one of our gals, one of our ladies on today here. Just a minute, I'm going to see if we've got Annabelle or Brenda here. Hello, who have we got with us? Is this Annabelle or Brenda?
Hi, I'm here. Hello.
All right, yay.
Yes, I'm here. Yes, I didn't know we were on today, so I apologize.
We both had
other plans, and so I'm here till Mom gets here, and then I've got to go. So I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. This has been a really confused week. Yes, it has.
Well,
Maggie jumped in to reach her with me, and it's like, so I didn't have to sit here and try to monologue.
All right. I'll let you two carry on. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Maggie. We'll talk to you soon. All righty.
Well, I heard the tail end of that conversation. It sounded interesting. So.
we kind of just jump off and jump into things. This time I was going to try to get her on the pranic tube stuff, and I was like we just kind of started in that, and it's like, I know we're starting about to, we actually started with some of the stuff that Ron was talking about yesterday. I don't know if you heard any of his gig yesterday, but yeah, found out that Monday is a good day to really be careful because it's a Mars-Saturn conjunct.
I'll keep that in mind.
I was going to say, if you have time to go back and listen to some of his in archives before Monday, it's like, yeah, go take a listen to it because it was pretty interesting yesterday.
I will. I'll definitely do that.
Oh, golly. All righty. Well, for starters, this time I'm going to remember, for starters, tell our listeners and archive people and chatters and everybody, it's like, who you are and how to get a hold of you when you're not on air, and then we'll start into doing some reading.
Okay. I'm Brenda Brand, and my phone number is 330-209-7021, and you can reach me also on email at ghostdiggers@gmail.com. Sorry about that. And so that's where you can reach me.
ghostdiggers@gmail.com. I'm typing this in the chat here.
ghostdiggers@gmail.com. I didn't even log in. So.
That's okay. And you're on Facebook too, aren't you? So you have a Facebook, right?
I am. I'm on Facebook. I'm Brenda Miller Brand, so you can find me on Facebook, too.
Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Yes, I can't. I have a hard time typing and talking and thinking at the same time. Let alone talking and chewing gum. Anyway. All right. Well, if you're ready to go here, we'll start with our first caller, area code 609. 609, thank you for holding, and I think it's spinning around. We got you.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon in New Jersey. It's 1:28.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. My name is Jacqueline, and I have a question about my love life.
Okay.
Should I go ahead? Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's this guy I've been seeing for 6 weeks, and everything was fine up till Sunday when we went out to a party, and I told a friend of his that, he's been separated since the beginning of the year. I mean, I was just trying to show that, well, I'm legitimately in the relationship. Anyway, he got wind of it, and I didn't know that he'd actually come by my house and left me a gift, a designer watch, only for me to realize later, the next day, that he was upset about that. And now, I kind of don't know where we stand because he's a Virgo. It's like I'm walking around eggshells, you know. We talk. Yesterday, I saw him, but I'm like feeling like he said he wanted to cool off. He said he's gotten over it. What the hell is going on? You know, and I kind of like him, and I don't want to date anymore.
Oh, okay, I lost something somewhere. So you were talking to someone else at a party, and he got upset? Is that what that was?
Yes. No, we went to the party. It was actually his friend, and I told his friend that, you know, he's been separated for over 6 months now. You know, and he told me that that was supposed to be his job, to tell his friend, not me, and he got upset, so it's been kind of walking around eggshells around him, and he said he wanted to cool off for 2 days. I gave him 1 day, and we saw each other yesterday, but I still feel like I'm on punishment. It's like he's not feeling this thing anymore. So I kind of feel he's the one. Am I wrong? Should I just, you know, take off and go look for new things?
Well, I would, he's the one that brought you the watch, or did the friend
mm-hmm.
bring you the watch?
I found it that night when I came back, when we went out, sitting on my table.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. I would just give him some time. I mean, he asked, I mean, if you care for him and, I mean, if you care for him and you want to see him, I would just give him the 2 days, and see, you know, say, hey, let's go out for coffee and talk, because I think you need to get back together again and talk this out, because you really don't know what's going on. Is he upset because you talked to the friend? Is he upset with you?
He was upset. He got over it. We saw each other yesterday. We spoke this morning, and, you know, I wish we could meet together and talk about this more, but I kind of think like I'm walking around eggshells, though Virgos are known to punish. So I kind of feel you wouldn't have done this. You wouldn't have seen me yesterday, spoken to me today, if he doesn't still want a relationship. But I don't want to be his friend, you know. So maybe in his mind, he just put me back to friend zone.
Well,
I don't know how to get that out of him, so I just want to find out. Because I think he's the one.
Well, and I don't think that this is going to end. I think you're going to continue to see each other. But I would just want to have a face-to-face with him. I just want to sit down and say, look, you know, I don't want to play these games. And I want, you know, to see you face-to-face and talk this out. No more texting, no more phone conversations. Just let's meet for coffee. Let's meet for dinner, something like that. And get it hashed out and talk it out, because you don't want to go through a relationship where he's constantly going to be doing this to you. So you need to bring it all out in the open and get it taken care of now, so that he's not constantly doing this to you, because it's not fair to you to have that happen.
Okay, so you think he's just playing about, but he's not very serious.
I think he cares for you. I really do. I think he does care for you.
He just wants me to learn a lesson or something?
It sounds that way. It does sound that way. So I would just, you know, since you're still talking, you know, he said 2 days, and he didn't have 2 days, and he's still talking to you, so he still cares for you. I would just go ahead and just say, let's do a face-to-face, and let's stop talking by phone and text, and let's do a face-to-face and get it hashed out.
Okay.
Because he does care for you.
Brenda, I'm kind of wondering what I'm getting a little bit is control. Is he wanting a lot of control in the relationship? And it's like, and that's something she might want to think about, you know, does she want to have this level of control over her?
Right, that's why I said, let's get together, hash it out, because you don't want to, to go through that all the time.
No, I don't want that kind of control.
It may not be the guy, you know.
Yeah.
But
I really
think
want to
right
work it out with
the,
this one, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think right now, just the important thing is to do a face to face and get him face to face. You can tell by the look on his face, by the way he acts towards you, and everything, you know, how he really feels about you. You'll be able to see it. And if he is going to do this, you know, like Kelly said, and I had said earlier, you know, you don't want to be into that kind of relationship where he's constantly going to be holding stuff over your head. Well, you did this, so I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to talk to you, or I'm not going to, you know, that's no way to have a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That makes sense.
But for right now, I would just kind of, you know, if you're still really caring for him and you're not wanting to give up the relationship at this point, because right now you really don't know what's going on other than you've been texting and talking, I would say talk face-to-face first and get the body language.
Well, we have met face-to-face. I had lunch with him yesterday. I went to his place, and he warmed some lunch, and we shared it. So we normally eat on one plate, so I figure that was good enough. He just kept making snide remarks, you know.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, it makes, and then say, like, well, if I didn't want you here, you wouldn't be here. Or, you know, things like, well, and I'd be like, look, are you still thinking about this? Is it forgotten, or are you just going to make sharp remarks the whole time I'm here?
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I spent like about 3 hours with him, and he was doing something else, but I was right there. And I wanted to have a particular drink, and he said, no, you can't. It's for somebody else. And I said, whose is it? And he said, you really don't want to know.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Let me keep quiet. I don't want to know. Then he was just cordial and nice and nice and nice. Then I left. So I figured, and he even told me, did the watch fit you? Do you want to go back to Macy's to get it fixed? I said, it fit well. And I said, thank you again. And he said, you're welcome. And continued about his business. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Then he spoke to me late at night. So I think it's like a control thing. I'm starting to think it's like he wants to feel like he's in control. And that's not something I'm ready to give up.
Yeah. Annabelle, you got any input on this? I think Annabelle joined us too.
Well, I just heard a little bit. Sorry, I'm late. what I heard so far is, and this isn't psychic either. If someone would say that to me, I would just say I'm out of here.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's
just
what
like
I thought.
You,
I said, well, you know,
if you don't have trust in any relationship, no matter how small or how short of a period of time that you've had it, if you don't have trust, you don't have anything. And it
yes.
sounds like he's not even willing to go there.
That is
so
that
I would, I would do what Brenda said. I would definitely have another meeting with him. I would watch his eyes, see how much eye contact he has with you. And watch his body language. Does he turn away from you? Does he cross his leg away from you? I would be watching that and see how he acts. And then look, really look at him and see if you really care for him.
Well,
because
you
really don't want to be constantly wondering what he's thinking and constantly wondering and letting him have the upper hand in the relationship. That's no way to have a relationship. But I honestly think having that meeting, that one more meeting, and really hashing it out, you're either going to see him for what he's for, or you're going to get it back together again. But honestly, if you're just dating and he's holding things over your head and trying to be a control freak, I would really think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell me his first name?
His first name is Abdu Ghaffari Fassasi. Abdu Ghaffari. He's born on September the 9th.
Good heavens.
September the 9th is a Virgo.
I'm not into astrology. I do believe in astrology. I think it's the basis of everything we do. But with a name like that, I'm getting a person standing with his arms crossed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he is in control. He will not be that anything that he's not in control. He is in control. You do as he says, and if you don't, there's no relationship. That's what I'm getting from the name, because it's like from that name. I can just see him standing there with his arms crossed, and like you do as I say. That is no relationship.
I think that is it. I think you've got him right on point.
Yeah, there's no relationship there.
Because the argument was, I told you already that you shouldn't talk about this, but you did. And I said, was it a secret? Is it not common knowledge that everyone knows you're separated? And he kept insisting, I told you. So why didn't you do like I said?
Yep.
Put your point on.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's no relationship here. There's nothing I should kill myself
there's
for.
There's nothing. Don't pursue it. Go on with your life. You don't need him.
All right. I got it. That's what I was thinking. I was saying to myself, you know what? All these games and being jacked around is not working for nobody.
Well, it's like I always say, if you don't have trust in a relationship, you don't have anything.
And it's 60-40. You give 60, he gives 60. Okay? And if mm-hmm. they're not willing to do that, there's nothing there. I just really think I just kind of think it's physical.
Well, the relationship is physical?
Yes.
It is possible. The sex is great, so it's possible.
That's what I think he's thinking. That's what he's thinking of, and that's no relationship either.
Okay. He's not looking at anything futuristic.
No.
Okay. I think that is more in line with what I've been thinking.
Well, I just want to tell you to look ahead to who you're going to meet and just go forward on your life.
Okay. I get that. I feel that.
I don't even feel like you should. What do you think, Brenda? I don't even think she should meet with him again.
I don't think so.
The thing is it going to be settled in your mind if you don't meet him again? Are you going to wonder if there's anything there? That would be the only thing I would think of. I don't think you should pursue it. I don't think he sounds like a worthy guy for you. I mean, you are way much better than that.
I don't think I need to really pursue it because you cannot be so connected to somebody and then one small mistake and the next thing. This is somebody we've been spending every night together, every morning together, maybe just about three nights when he worked at night. Then all of a sudden, since Sunday, it's been a roller coaster.
Well, that's so, because you were doing everything that he wanted you to do before, and now you didn't
mm-hmm.
that night. So that tables turned then. Because he wasn't controlling you again anymore.
Yes, I think it's a control issue. And, if he's not in control, I think there's a problem. And maybe that's what's going on. So I don't think I should meet with him because you just, extend the issue.
Well, I'm feeling that he's if you don't meet with him, he's
mm-hmm.
going to be calling you and everything else. Don't get the calls. Just let it go. I do think he has a temper, so I would kind of go easy. Yes, I would be afraid of that. So it's just like go easy, okay, with the way that you walk away from him. But I don't think it's going to be that hard to walk away from him.
I don't think it's hard, I mean, it's a choice. And I think also that if he really wants to be with me and he will see that that is a problem and he has to sort it out, and also I'm thinking he needs to pursue me and say, look, I need for us to sit down and talk if he's really interested in the relationship, which he did say in the beginning. And then he said he finished it all by shouting on the phone. So.
Well, you have free will. You can make your choice yourself. But I just kind of think that I would think twice even if he wanted to meet with you again. Do you actually want to?
I don't really think so because I don't want to pursue something that has no end. I'm looking for a relationship, looking to marriage, and I'm not looking for sit-downs whereby you're going to the way you talk to me already, I felt put down,
Well, that's the way he usually treats women.
If you're experiencing it now, it's just going to get worse. It would just get worse if you continue to see him.
Well,
if you don't do this, and who can live like that?
No.
Well, you can't. That's not a life.
I'm a very strong-willed person, yeah. So already we are going to knock heads because I'm a Taurus.
I'm surprised you got this far.
Really? That's what a friend of mine said. And he's definitely the explosive type, the one who looks very quiet, but then when he's ready for you, because I told him, why didn't you open the door when I came on Monday morning to talk about it? He said, I was so mad, you didn't want to see me. I said, I want to see you when you're mad. You be mad and let's sort this thing out. Why don't you want me to see you when you're mad? Do you break things? Do you burn houses down?
He has
and he said, I couldn't present myself. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he could put his hand to the wall, if he has that kind of temper.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the control issue. If somebody cannot control, he does not want to be with. I have been under control the whole time.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing the real him, and it's a good thing you're seeing it now before it went on any further. Because if you kept doing what he asked you to do and you ended up in a relationship, you would want out and it would be hard to get out because he
really?
Would be controlling you. He would be controlling you.
What a shame.
Yeah, he's when you said explosive, you hit the word.
Yeah.
That's that guy. Yeah. That's him.
But the kind of things we've done together in the six weeks, I mean, were using the same, the kind of things we've done together, I mean, it's like this was already going to be a serious relationship, you know. I was already having his bank card. He'd given me his bank card, you know, to be using just to start with. This is, I have the key to his house, his car. I can decide just to go and use his car when I want to, you know. And so I already folded up his stuff, and I've been thinking of when he calls me to ask him when can he come for them, or does he preferably want me to drop them, you know?
I don't think I'd even ask him. I'd just drop them.
I was going to say, I just package it up in a nice, neat little package and drop it on the door, you know, drop it on the doorstep and ring the bell and leave.
There you go.
That's what I was thinking of doing, but I don't want to be so overly dramatic because I met him
That's
at his mother's. His mother was my original friend. Yeah, his mother was my original friend. So, you know, it's definitely going to cut across and people are really going to suffer. But I do feel that I actually thought he was the one. It's a shame because this is somebody who both families, we've been talking, we've been meeting, we've been going for purchase together. And we're going to travel in December. So it's, I think it's all a shocker that one mistake would turn out like this.
I think the whole thing coming to what it is right now, and you're questioning it, I think the whole thing's a blessing that you didn't get in deeper.
Yes.
I know.
I agree with that one.
It's a shame, though.
Yeah. Not really, because you would end up not being very happy.
I know, right? Somebody controlling you and wondering where you are every 24 minutes.
And no, that's not, you know, that like she said, that's not trust. You know, that is, when you have an open, you know, trusting relationship, you don't have to worry about, you know, the other person, you know, knowing where they're at. It's like, you know, they're going to be doing the right thing at the right time because that's the kind of person they are. And it's like, and you're able to trust them. It's like where somebody is not able to trust you like that, it's not a good start to a relationship at all. Really is not.
Well, I'm
you know, and the fact he's
given
you so many material things, he's given you so many material things that he wants you to really feel hooked. And it's like, I'm kind of looking at this as like my dad was a Virgo, and it's like, you know, even though he loved us, he the same thing. He would like use money and use things as like a fishing hook. It's just like, you know, it's like, oh, I got you hooked, so it's like now you owe me. You know, now you have to do this. So it's like, yeah, one of the ways of, you know, kind of breaking free from your parents is you cut all the lines of the fish hooks, pull the hooks out and say, nope, thank you, have a good day. I still love you because you're my dad, but, you know. But, yeah.
Actually, I thought about it. I thought of actually putting it back and taking it back and saying, look, you know what, you keep it. You give it to the woman you want to. But I kind of think I am looking forward to eventually meeting somebody because I really want to settle down and get married. So I'm not getting any younger. So I really hope to meet somebody who I guess will be a match.
Well, I'm sure you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole thing we probably ought to talk about that one of these times. It's like there's a whole thing on how to I don't know if you've ever read The Secret by Rhonda Byrne about, you know, manifesting, but okay, but like, you know, sit down and write that letter, you know, to God, to yourself, you know, to the universe, you know, whatever. It's like, but you list, here's what I'm looking for. And it's like, and don't settle. It's like, you know, be willing to hold out for what is right for you. Because my grandma had a lot of wisdom there. She just said, there's a lid for every pot and a pot for every lid. So someplace on this planet of, you know, several billion people, there is a person who is correct for you, who is going to be, you know, respect you and love you and honor and celebrate who you are and not not try to control you.
That's true. That is true.
I love that. There's a lid for every pot. I love that.
I know. She's born
I love that, too.
That's
good.
But they're true.
There is a lid for every pot.
Oh, golly. Well, I hope that helped. We do have some other callers we kind of need to talk to today.
Thank you very much. Okay, I appreciate
so you're,
it.
You're going to have your lid.
I know. Coming soon. I'll let you guys know when the lid comes and shows up.
That was good.
Find the right lid.
Right.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
I'm gonna go. I've got to get going, so I will see you next week.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it's like we had some interesting confusion going on today, but, you know, it's like what Bonnie's going through, and, you know, it's, we're all kind of juggling things right now, so I understand.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for being here with us for this time, and we still have Annabelle, so it's like we're going to go forward. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, golly. Alrighty, alright, and we have our Annabelle. Are you, you know, I had Brenda when she first came on give us her contact information number, so it's like, you know, people like your readings. How do they get a hold of you when you're off air so they can get a private reading?
Okay, the phone number is 330-484-4807.
Let's see, my typing didn't keep it. 484.
Oh, there's so many fours. 484.
Yeah.
484-4807.
4807.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, the address is 4706, too, so there you go. Lots of fours.
Wow. Do you have an email, too, or anything like that, or is just a phone number?
Well, my email isn't working right now. I don't know what's wrong with it, so it's like I'm not giving that out at all.
Okay, I understand that one. Okay.
Yeah, got to get something fixed here.
Okay, so you guys, to get a hold of Annabelle for a private reading is 330-484-4807. There we go. I got through it.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. And we're going to go on with the rest of our callers here. Okay, we have area code 845. 845, you are on with us. Who are we talking to today?
Hey, Kelly, it's Diana. How are you?
Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hi,
Diana.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I get the email updates, and I haven't called. I said I'm going to call in today. I've had a lot of things going on the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm just getting my energy level is so low. I just cannot feel, you know, like motivated. I'm like in this slump. I'm getting over, like, a lot of, like, health issues and stuff. But simultaneously, yeah, I'm kind of, there's an issue going on with my nephew and his kids. And, you know, I'm kind of sad because I was, you know, trying to guide him and, you know, a bunch of other stuff going on. And, you know, I have the house that I'm putting on the market. So it's like I feel like I'm just in this real lump that I just can't get out of.
But that's because you have too much to do and not enough time to do it in.
I let the house go and I'm like, okay, I'm in this real slump and I'm like, what is going on? Is there a full moon? And this has gone on for like 2.5 weeks, so, yeah.
Well, what I'm feeling first off is you got to take care of you, and I think that you probably need something to build your immune system,
mm-hmm.
like... IP6 or what else is it? It builds your immune system. Is it SEAC? Not SEAC. What is the other one that builds your immune system?
I'm thinking like Golden Seal. I'm trying to think. There's like Golden
That's
Seal
good.
And Echinacea.
Yeah.
Both anything are like
to build the, yeah, anything that would build your immune system. Because I'm just feeling right now it's mostly mental, but it's like mental and physical. So if you get your immune system built up, you're going to be able to handle some of this stuff easier. What's your nephew's first name?
Jimmy.
Well, he's very grateful for what you have done, I'm sure. He needs the guidance right now. A lot of times you really don't have to talk. Just let him talk because he needs to get what he's gone through out. And what? Where is your house that you're going to put on the market?
I'm actually upstate. I live far away from my family's on Long Island, and I'd like to just, you know, relocate. And you know, it's a lot to be dealing with right now. You know, I have to pack up the whole house, and winter's coming, and I'm thinking, am I going to get rid of this house before winter? My nephew does not talk to me. I think he has a problem he's not addressing, and I took them in last summer. He's got two small, well, as 2 8-year-olds and the Irish twins, actually. And I think he's at the point where he's going to wind up losing the kids. He got evicted, and 3 weeks ago I had to do the tough love, and I said, no, you cannot come here, because last summer they did so much damage to my house, and he's at his mom's now. It's a long story, but I think that's playing on my mind, because I could see what's going to happen.
Well, and that was the wise thing to do, because if you're getting ready to sell it, it's got to be in tip-top shape for people to go through it. And
exactly.
You can't have a house full of people that you might not be able to get out when the realtor wants to show the house. So,
yeah, and I'm in the midst of doing repairs, and I decided today when I woke up to start doing daily mantras, and I'm going to start juicing. Because I just got over having the shingles a couple of weeks ago, and long story, started with the surgery going bad, and this has been going on since March. So I just think I got into this really depressive state the last 2 weeks. Like, I give up. I'm going to vegetate for a little while.
Well, and really, when you have the house ready to put on the market, I don't feel it's going to be that long till it's sold.
Oh, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. I just don't know from there where I'm going, so it's all up in the air.
Well, I'm just kind of feeling from where you're at, and I'm not sure where you're at, but it's like I feel like I'm going south, and then I'm going west a little bit.
Okay.
So just think of where southwest is from where you are right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't know where that is,
and
but I'll
you are going to be feeling better. But I would get something for the immune system to help that, because if you haven't been feeling well, you've gone through all that stuff, you really need to get your immune system built up so it can fight some of this stuff.
Yeah, I think everything that's going on, plus I have a family wedding next month, you know, and there's always people that don't get along, and, you know, I wake up and it's just too much for me. My stomach is like in a knot. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know.
Well, ask your angels to help you.
Yeah.
Because you have to go to the wedding. You can't get out of it. So ask your angels to be there before you get there. Prepare it for you.
Yeah.
And things will go better than what you think.
Well, so I decided today I'm going to start the juicing and just, you know.
And that's a good thing.
One project at a time in the house.
Yeah, that's going to help the immune system, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, when you so many things that you feel overwhelmed, it's like I was told one time a long time ago that usually that's what brings on things like colds and, you know, sinus things and things like that. It's when we are feeling overwhelmed, like we are drowning. That's when drowning and stuff, you know, going on. It's like that's how our body reacts to it. It's like, you know, we get a cold because we feel like we're drowning and stuff. So, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
It just seems like if you have another weak spot in your body, then that will bother that thing. And so then your body has like a couple things to work on at the same time, and that's like what you've gone through. You know, you've got to work through like two or three things instead of one.
Mm-hmm. And I told my one sister I'm not taking calls from another sibling. It's my sister's whose son. He's at her house with the kids, and she's not well, and she has cancer, and she has a feel of what's going on. And I just said to my sister, not the one that's sick, I said, I can't deal with this right now. I really can't. So, because it just feels like everything is negative, and I'm dealing with enough as it is.
Well, it's hard to tell somebody that, but I think it's the best thing for you, because you need to be paying attention to your health first and then the house. That's the two top things.
Yeah. I was just wondering if something was going on because I've had been so lethargic and just tired, really not sleeping at night, extremely exhausted. So for 2 weeks, and I said, well, maybe I'm depressed and I've just shut down.
You know? I just feel like nerves are shot. But
yeah.
Once you start seeing that you're getting things done in the house, you're actually going to start feeling better because it's seeing something that you're accomplishing.
Right.
And then you'll feel better and you'll be looking forward to, well, I'll get this done tomorrow and then I'll get this done by Friday and I'll get
right.
this done by next Friday. Then you'll be looking ahead. Then you're going to be feeling better. But
well, I
hope just
so.
Want to say, you know, health first, then you're, and it, naturally you're going through, you know, like a little depression, but it's not to the point that you need medication.
Right.
So it's like, for right now, I think you're doing well and get yourself feeling better and then get the house going and then you're going to get excited. Because then
yeah,
you're going to be able to move.
Yeah, I just feel like I need a hole, and I've come to the resolution, you know, okay, I really need to move from where I am. I need a fresh new start, you know.
Well, and you just, it's almost like you might have been happy there at one time, but I just kind of feel like you're a fish out of water now. You need something new. You need new friends. You just need everything, you know, like a new job, new things.
Oh, yeah,
that's
everything
what you
brand
need
new.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. And I decided next weekend I'm going to have a garage sale. And so, you know, I'm not going to move furniture and stuff that I'm not going to, I'll just keep a few pieces. But I agree with you. I need everything brand new, fresh.
Well,
start.
That's it. And I just know the minute you start getting things done after the garage sale, all of that stuff's gone. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Then you can just use one room to pile things in that you want to take with you and explain that, you know, to the realtor that that's what's going with me. And
that's funny that you said
look.
That because that's exactly what I was thinking last night. I have a little computer room, and I got rid of this humongous desk. And I said, you know what, I'm going to use that room near the stairs and pile everything up and use that. I was thinking exactly that last night.
Okay, well, that's what you should do. And probably your guide is trying to get through to you, and a lot of your angels are trying. And you're kind of stopping it because it's just like, oh, my God, I feel so horrible. And so it's like allow them to get through. Allow them to guide you. That's what they're there for.
Okay. I think I just need to give myself a real good kick in the butt.
No, just get started on the house.
How about that? Yeah.
And I'll start with the juicing. All right, thank you, ladies, so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you, Kelly.
All righty. We'll talk to you again.
Bye-bye, hon.
Bye.
You're starting to break up a little bit, Kelly.
Okay, let's see. I might just be too far from the from my mic sitting there. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of.
It gets to sound like you're blowing bubbles in water.
Bubbles. I might have to turn off a fan. Tiny bubbles in the mic. Alrighty. Well, I'll tell you what. We have we got two of you guys on, which I'm excited about. Leslie is on with us here, so our callers will get Leslie and Annabelle. Yay! At least for a while. So. Looking forward to this. It's like, Leslie, if you can hear me, and I'm not blowing tiny bubbles. No,
no, you know, you're not blowing bubbles.
Oh, good. Leslie, if you can hear me, say howdy. If we got you online with us.
Yes, you do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Amber. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Really good.
Yes, I can hear you. You actually, I was thinking about that when I got on the air when you said it might be your fan, and I thought, I think I better turn the air conditioner on. you might be able to hear that. Yeah, so I just shut mine off so that I don't sound like I'm blowing bubbles. So
you're really clear. You're coming through really clear.
You're coming through good.
Oh, Great, great. That works. Thank you. So, ladies, how have you been? Everybody been okay?
Good.
Man, it's been the summer. It's like, I'll tell you what, it's been, the summer went so fast for me. I don't even, it's like it was June, and it's like all of a sudden, it's like, it's the middle of August, and the children are ready to start school. And it's like, and I'm not.
Oh, I know. I can't believe how fast it went. I really can't. I have one getting ready for college. I can't believe it. And, I mean, we're headed right into September. And from what I hear, ladies, winter is going to start early this year. I hear October 1st. It's going to start rock and rolling. I know. We're down for some, I know you guys, we're all spread out, but I know here in Ohio, I think we're on the list for some, you know, some challenging weather this winter. So I'm not looking forward to that.
I don't want to hear that.
Don't get me wrong. I like when we're talking holidays. That just puts you in a festive mood, you know. When you start getting into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and you know, I like to see the snowfall, and I really do. It just puts you in the mood. But after that, I'm okay. If we could just hit a switch and spring comes right on through after, you know, December 26th, I could deal with that. But
yeah.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, why don't you just get that started? We'll go along with that.
I'm gonna talk to the angels and I'm gonna work on that. You know, I think you know what I mean. I think if we're doing it enough time ahead of time, you know, this maybe could tweak some things. So I'll see what I can do.
You do that.
All right, Leslie. I'm gonna ask you to give your information. So, if people, you know, are trying to get a hold of you off air for a private reading, how do they find you?
All right. Well, right now my website is down for construction. I have some new ideas for that. However, that does not stop anyone from getting a reading from me. I'm still up and running, and business is still flowing. So, if you would like a reading, I offer hour and half hour readings. And if you come on the show today, I usually offer $25 off readings.
Nice.
If you heard me on Bonnie's show, yes, absolutely. And the best way to schedule for that would be to send me an email through Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Journey, J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, and that's at Hotmail. Like Bonnie likes to say, that's hot. She's hot. So she's so funny. She puts a nice little catch on there so people can remember. So that's a really good way to hit me up. I try to get back with people within 24 hours. I'm so busy. I wish there was about three of me to go around, but there's only one, so I deal with what I have. Yeah, you know. So the one and only will definitely try and get back with you within 24 hours to help you with reading, or I do, you know, spiritual coaching. There's a lot of different things I have under my belt that possibly, you know, I can help you with. And also I tell people out there, don't let money be a barrier to getting guidance. You know, we all have, at some times in our lives, we have challenges with our finances. You know, I would like to think that I'm at a place where that's not an issue, but that wouldn't be true. So, you know, a lot of people hesitate because they feel like, you know, they don't have the money. So I just want to put that out there today. It's always about energy exchange. I know some wonderful readers out there. We love to exchange. So if you have a gift or, you know, if you need some guidance, hey, let's see what we can do. So I definitely want to put that out there. Don't let money be an issue.
Awesome. Okay,
very
nice. We've got six people in queue here who are waiting to hear you guys and to talk with you a little bit. So to our people in queue, I'm going to say try and focus kind of on your main issue, and we're going to try to move through these a little bit quicker so we can at least get to everybody today. I'm going to start with our top caller here, area code 520. You have been waiting a while there, so welcome to the show, and who are we talking with?
Thank you for taking my call, and you're talking to Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Is everybody good today?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Today's a good day.
Well, I'm in Arizona, and it's nice weather all the time over here, just hot.
Oh, I'm so envious. You're in Arizona. Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Oh.
I'm hot in Ohio today. It is really hot.
Well, Well, we have a lot of storms here, and I'm more towards Dayton, Cincinnati area. So we had a lot of storms all morning, but Arizona, nothing can beat that right now.
You have leather skin for the sun.
I bet. Well, that's true. You know, we're never satisfied because it's too cold here, and I think you're right. I would probably just melt there. But, you know, hey, the change, sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's good. So, you know, I won't hold that against you today, Chrissy. I won't hold that against you. What can I help you with?
Okay. I've been married 27 years and happily married, and, you know, marriage has just gotten better and better, you know, as we get older. And I was just wondering what you see for me and my husband. Do you see traveling coming for us? Because we'd like to travel.
I do see travel coming. I don't feel like it's immediate. You all, right now, you know, you have a lot of things that kind of blindsided you is what I'm feeling over the last couple of months. There's been some things I feel that have come up that you all, you know, you weren't quite ready for, but you actually persevere through those things. And it's required, not, this is not necessarily about money. This has to do with your energy and time, okay? So I feel like there are people that are very dependent on you two. Is that not correct?
Our children?
Yes. And but I do feel like there's going to be a break in that. Now, October, I feel like, will be a really good time for maybe a weekend getaway. You all, though, the type of traveling that I feel that you really want to do, if I'm not mistaken, would take you over a large body of water. I feel like you guys want to go over. It's not like you want to go to, like, you know, a bed and breakfast in the next town, or you want to go, you know, even a state over. I just feel like you guys want to go so far out, but the opportunity to do that and everything aligning with that feels more accommodating for spring, if that makes sense.
Okay. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm feeling like a getaway in October. There's mm-hmm. two coming in for you in May, and in August, probably Europe.
Yep.
Wow, yay.
Yes.
So I think that we're on the same wavelength here.
Yes, we are. So
definitely. Wow, I never even thought of Europe, but I want to go there. I want to go anywhere. I want to go everywhere.
Yes, you are going to get an opportunity next year to really expand out and travel and do things that, you know, just seems impossible at one time, but it really is going to come to fruition. And, you know, I also feel hubby is going to make some really strong past life connections when you all do some of that traveling. We like to, in the spiritual community, there's a term called soul retrieval. And I feel like for both of you, there's some strong ties to Europe. But I feel like hubby is going to have some really significant spiritual epiphanies and things that happen when you guys make that travel to Europe. So it's going to be an extra bonus to see that when it happens, and just for him to kind of really come back into that on a soul level. Sometimes subconsciously, it happens and you're not even aware of it on a conscious level, but what happens is once that connection is made, there are some changes. There are some things that are easier to change in your, you know, in your everyday interactions with people. Even your spiritual gifts sometimes are heightened after you go on some of these soul retrieval trips, or you make those connections with your past. So I feel like there's going to be a bonus in that for hubby when the traveling really kicks off.
Well, I was
he's
feeling
more spiritual. Yeah.
Wonderful. I was feeling it's almost like we're on the same level here with the past lives and stuff, because I do feel that you and your husband have had a past life in England, and when
yes.
you go there, you will share that. And he was also a soldier in the French Army. I can
yes.
see him. Very nice-looking guy. Yes.
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
Is.
Yep.
Daddy, he is.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I just, it's just like you really don't need me. You're hitting it all.
Well, you know what? I tell you, I have to say, we recognize, you know what I mean? The powerful recognizes powerful, and light workers recognize light workers, so we all are. It is just a wonderful support team, and that's what we are, Annabelle. We're a support team. So
right, we are.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Because sometimes, you know, and I've been doing this a long time, but, you know, it never – sometimes, you know, we do doubt. Sometimes we do have those moments where we're like, you know, is that, you know, they don't come as often. You know, you've kind of been an old hat at it for a while, but it's always good to have that support, you know. So I'm thankful.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So
I do feel that she has a little weekend trip coming up within the next month and a half. So there's going to be somewhere that you're going to be going, like you're going to stay Friday night through Sunday.
Yes.
Wow, mm-hmm. Yay. We really need one, you know.
I think you both do. You're under some stress right now. You need time together is what I feel.
Yes, they do. They do, absolutely. Yes.
I don't know who was talking about The Secret, the book The Secret. Which one of you were talking about that? But I have a vision board, so I'm hoping all that stuff on there is coming to pass. And every day I look at it, and every day I say, I can't wait to go. I can't wait to do this. I can't, you know, wait to enjoy this. And I always tell the angels, don't you want to go here?
Well, do you have all the pictures on your board?
Yeah, most of them, not everything, but I got a lot of stuff up there.
I'd get, like in the doctor's office or something, I would ask them if they need the magazines anymore, and I'd be cutting some pictures out of magazines that I collected.
Oh, yeah. That's always
That's good. It's a good manifestation thing.
Yes, it is. It really is. I've done that, and I was pretty amazed at how quickly those things kind of come in. You'll be surprised doing that, yes. Very
well, and a lot of things that, the things that you're not supposed to have, you're not going to get them until you're supposed to have them either.
Right. Definitely adding that in, Annabelle, because, you know what? I'm glad you said that because a few years back, it's been well over 5 years, I think it's when The Secret first kind of came in, and I did a vision board. And, you know, I got really discouraged because a lot of things didn't show up right away. You know what I mean? But I had to... They did come, but just not in the time frame I had expected. But once everything aligned, I totally understood. So don't get discouraged if they don't show up right away. And because right when you least expect it, it's a very magical thing once it starts to unfold. But just hang in there and don't lose patience and don't think, did I do something wrong? Am I not putting out the right intention? And, you know, the other thing around that is, too, when you put things out to the universe that you want to manifest, you want to be in vibrational alignment with those things. So, you know, a lot of people will put those things out to the universe that they want to draw in or bring into them, but they're not, you know, they're coming from a place of doubt, pessimistic, you know, maybe even depression. And those are just not vibrational alignment with things that you're trying to manifest. So just keep that in mind that you want to put out positive intentions and positive energy around those things and as much as you can to stay in alignment with those things so that they can, you know, come into your life effortlessly.
Well, I think the best thing to remember is there is a time and place for everything. When you're supposed to have it, it will come to you. It won't come just like if you want to go out and buy a car today, you can't do it, but maybe in 3 or 4 months you can.
Right.
And so you will get what you're asking for, but in the right time and the right place.
Absolutely.
You know, and the guy who actually, it was John, I think it's Astarafi, I can't ever remember how to say his name, but he said on his vision board, the house that he'd put on there, it's like, and he'd actually put his vision boards away. They were actually in storage. And it's like, it was this house that he had visioned, and it's like when they finally got to their new house, when he pulled them out, he said it was 5 years later, 5 years, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it took him a while, you know, and then You know, so just because something's not immediate doesn't mean it's not coming. It might just mean you have a longer growing crop. It was really funny because last Thursday, Laura Perrette, it's like she, you know, she does the visioning and that kind of stuff too, the vision boards or the, you know, manifesting. And they had been trying to sell their house and make a move. And it's like, she said it was a full year past what she had expected. She had expected, you know, their house to sell like, you know, in 13. And it's like, instead it didn't sell until this year, like in July of 14. So, you know, it's
right.
Like, it's all in divine timing, you know?
It is. Well, you know, and thanks for bringing that up too, Kel, because, you know, I've given readings for people and I've seen things that seem as though they're unfolding and then, you know, it could be a whole year off. And the way I'm seeing it is it's going to be unfolding, you know, within that year. But you're absolutely right. It you know, it can be a year or two or even maybe 5 years off. You know, I've had readings in the past, and some of those things are just now coming in to fruition. So absolutely. Thanks for adding that, too. Absolutely.
Well, I got to add something funny in here. I did a reading for a guy years ago, and I met him on the street one day. And he said, you know, you were way off. And I said, what did I do? And he said, you told me I was going to marry this redhead. And it was 3 years later. I said, well, you married her, didn't you? And he said, yes. I said, well, okay.
Yeah, people don't understand that, you know, there's a lot, there's timelines, you know, and so, as a reader, you can see one particular timeline, but we have free will choice, you know, and that could really change the time frame of things, you know, through your spiritual lessons and what you're going through. That can really, it doesn't make the reader wrong. It's just that time is the key there. You know what I mean?
Right. And that's hard. Like, yeah, Leslie, it's like you've been the best person I've ever seen with time, and it's like, and we're still, you know, we're still not 100% on time because
right.
the other side, their watches all say now, you know, instead of 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, it's like every spot it says now, it's the now time. So they have
right.
No concept of time on the other side.
Well, they don't, and they won't, you know, they won't force anything. If we are still in the middle of certain spiritual lessons and these things haven't manifested because we're still learning what we need to learn or we're removing or letting go of things that no longer serve us, you know, the other side is very supportive of that, but they won't definitely put a time frame on it. You know, it's not a matter of, you know, you have to do this now within 30 days or you're not going to be able to, you know, just to manifest things in your life that you want or, you know, or these things won't come. But just to be you know, for all of us, if we get out of the, if it's going to happen right now, it needs to happen right now. You know what I mean? If we can pull away from that, I think that things might
yeah,
happen.
Sometimes God's right now is not the same as our right now.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know? So, oh, my goodness, that's all very, very significant. You know, and I'm glad we put that out there today because a lot of people, you know, they do get discouraged and they go, you know, a reader, well, you were wrong because it didn't happen, or, you know, they hold you to it because it didn't happen in that time frame. And like you said, Kel, that's one of my specialty areas, so I kind of get dinged on that sometimes. Yeah.
You had me hooked. It's like when you told me I was going to take a pleasurable trip in May, and it's like, and I had no idea. It's like, I'm not planning anything in May. And it's like, and all of a sudden this, you know, it's like, it turned out to be the children's, you know, it was their bowling trip. And it's like, it was really a lot of fun. I was like, I had no clue it was going to happen. You know, when it happened, I was like going, wow, you're good. Or who you're talking to is really good. They know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I hope we helped you. It's like we have some other callers we need to get tier two today. It's like, has this been help today?
Yes, thank you. And I will. I'm going to be packing my bags and seeing where we're going today.
Very
yes.
Good.
Thank you, ladies, and you guys have a great, wonderful, blessed day.
You too.
Oh,
you too.
Thank
call
you
back
so
and let
much.
Us know how it goes.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. We've got a few more callers here. We got, I'll announce it here so you guys will hang on here. We've had some people bop in and out. We have a 505. We have a Skype caller. We have 520 and 917. So if you guys will hang in there, we will get to you. Okay. We're going to start with 505.
Yay. Hi.
You are on live.
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm enjoying listening to you.
Good.
So I have a question. I started a new relationship. It's like a month. It's very, very new. And so far, so good. It's just he was thinking of us having a baby. We're not that young, and I'm not sure if that will happen. That's basically my question now.
Do you want a child?
In a way, I do. I lost my daughter last year, my only daughter, and in a way, I do, because I don't have any more children. But yeah, it's a long shot, so I'm debating. Not sure what's the right thing.
The only thing I'm feeling with that is I feel there is another child that is going to be born to you. But it's like I want you to feel that you want it when you become pregnant, because that's the only thing I hesitate. It's like, do I want to do this again or don't I? And you have to be sure. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm picking up too, Annabelle, because I immediately, my first thought was, are you sure that's what you really want, you know? And I agree with her wholeheartedly because there's actually a block there, and it's a huge block of fear. It is in place, but you know, make sure that your decision is not based on feeling as though that will solve anything or that it will fix or repair. Okay, that definitely would not be the solution for that, and in the long run. I just feel like you really, really need to make sure that your intentions and the reason for you wanting to conceive are all in alignment together, okay?
That's what I'm feeling, because I'm feeling like he's almost almost pushing you, and you're unsure. Yeah.
You start all over again with diapers, with, you know, with breastfeeding, with, you know, the up nights, with, you know, all that stuff for quite a while. And it's like, depending on your age, it's like, you know, it's like, do you really want to do it? Now, some of us committed insanity, and it's like, I had five children, and it's like my last two, I was like 41 and 43 when I had them. So, yeah, I currently have a 12 and a 14 at home, and going, oh, my goodness, you know. But it's like once they're here, it's like you know, you need to make sure that you are prepared for the next 20 years, you know, to go through everything, you know, and be with them and nurture them and give them what they need. It's like, and it's not about what, you know, you're trying to mold this person and, you know, live your life through them. It's like you need to raise them so that they are going to be on their life path. So it's like it's never really about the parent when you bring a child in. It's like it's about bringing this person in that you are going to help move along their path so they are a contributing person to the planet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. So that means I can actually get pregnant.
You will get pregnant.
Yeah, we see it.
You will get pregnant. Once you decide that's what you want, okay,
right.
It's almost you become pregnant immediately.
Yep, because that's what I was picking up with that block. It's a wall of fear, and Emma's absolutely right. Once you get to that point, it's like that wall comes up, and it will allow you to conceive. But make sure, like you said, your intentions, and you're doing it for you, because it's easy for a man to. You know, because I feel like the push is coming from the masculine energy there. And so you want to make sure that's what you truly want, okay?
Yeah,
well, I wish you all the luck in the world, and I'm going to have to leave. So I'm sure we will be doing this again.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can we please plan on doing this on one of the shows, like just me and you working together. I know you don't need me, but I like the energy and I like the flow with us both on here. So definitely,
well,
let's make a date.
Sure, we can make a time. We'll be in touch.
All right, that sounds good, Adam.
Okay,
and enjoy your day.
Thank you,
God
Adam.
Bless you
for coming in today.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless you all.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I have a quick question before going. So how you see my relationship with him? I mean, it's very new, but you think it's going to be for the long run? Or?
I do. I don't feel like the relationship itself is in any jeopardy. Basically, the energy here that we're talking about has to do with the wanting the child, wanting, you know, to conceive. I don't feel like you guys are in jeopardy, but I do feel, you know, your significant other wants this a lot more at this time than you. And it doesn't mean that you don't, but it's just there's a misconnect. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're not as sure about it as he is. It's like he's, you know, he's really wants this for whatever reason. It's like, and just make sure that you're settled in your heart and you're ready to be a mom again. Because moms, I'm sorry, moms take the brunt of newborns, you know, till about the first 5 years. So
Even if you have
an at-home husband, it's like they can help a lot, but it's like, yeah, it's a lot on you, mom.
You're absolutely right, Kel. And, you know, but we do, I feel that you are going to conceive as well. So definitely that's some positive, you know, feedback to you for that. But just make sure that's what you want, okay?
Yeah, I will. And do you feel it will be a boy or a girl by any chance? Yes.
Now, let me say this. And this is a good time because I'm sure there's other people listening on the air. Every reader's different, okay? Now, the way that, and this actually has saved me in a lot of different situations with people, that not just trying to zero in on children, but also on people that are in relationships with other people. The first thing sometimes people will ask me is about the person. I pick up on more of a feminine or masculine energy. As you know, sometimes there are women that have masculine energy and there are men that have feminine energy that's more dominant, okay? Because we're a combination of both, all right? So the energy that I pick up is more of a feminine energy, but it could be a male that has a lot of that feminine energy. You got me? So I would not use that as a, you know, as a definite rule of thumb to say, yes, you're going to have a boy or, yes, you're going to have a girl. But the energy I feel, it feels more feminine to me, all right? So I put that out there so that, you know, it could surprise you and be a boy, and be a boy, okay? But I feel feminine energy. And the reason I say that, because some readers will be able to say, you know, this is a man, this is a woman, or it's going to be a boy, it's going to be a girl. But I caution if you have spiritual gifts that are more clairsentient and you will feel more of the energy versus outright knowing if, you know, it in the clear sense of if it's a male or if it's a female. So I just wanted to put that out there because I've had, you know, there's all types of relationships, you know, non-traditional relationships now that you can't just automatically assume that it's a man and a woman. But if you zero in on a reading and you give someone a reading and you say, oh, yeah, I pick up this masculine energy and it turns out to be a woman, well, that can be very valid because some women just carry more of a masculine energy and vice versa with men. So, you know, yeah. I learned that early on, not to assume that, you know, it's just a man and it's
that
a woman.
That gender is going to be this. It's like, right.
Yeah, right. Yes. So
but there's lots to be said for ultrasounds.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, you know how that goes, too. There's been a lot. Even them, they you know, sometimes a little something's hiding, and they go, oh, it's a girl, and then it comes out, oh, my God, it's a boy. You know what I mean? So,
I have seen that.
Yeah, so.
So you get what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
That's the best way. You just pray for good health, and, you know, everything's all right, and, you know, and just, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, I hope that helps, and you know, please call us back and let us know as things progress along.
Post it in the month to come.
Okay, I will.
You know?
Thank you so much. You're great.
All right.
Thank you so much. Oh, God bless
Happy
you.
Again. Thank you. All righty. We got two more to go here. Let's see. We have area code 917.
Hi, Harry.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Harry.
Great. Hi, what can we do for you? Who am I speaking with?
My name is Tina. You ladies are hilarious and well-informed. Do I get a degree from all of this information now?
only
you can email
only
me my
go back
psychic
to archive and listen to Ron's Wednesday show. That's where you get the degree.
Yes,
what you did on yesterday was amazing.
Yes, you guys. I would like to know, what do you guys pick up from my amazing boyfriend, Robert, in our relationship?
Robert, ooh, he is. I feel like does Robert spoil, like, in a good way? Say that again?
You said, is he spoiled?
No, I feel like he spoils you. I feel
does
like.
He spoil you in a good way?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I just feel like. I feel like love pouring out. This is a really good person for you. He's really good fit, but it's taken you a long time to find this person. Is this not correct?
Do you need me to come through this phone? Yes, it has.
Yeah, I feel like he's like a needle in a haystack, man. This is a good relationship. I get goosebumps right now. I don't get that too often from, and I hate to say it, because I got people out there probably be like, you didn't get goosebumps for me? But let me tell you something. I am really getting a good feel about this guy, and he reminds me of, this energy reminds me of back in the day when a man knew what it was to take care of a woman, what it was to cater to her, to honor her. And I feel like he's got so many of those traits in him. There's still more to come with this guy. Like, I feel like you're just getting the first tip of it, you know, in a good way. You know, how people say you've not seen anything yet. I just feel like there's so much in him that he has to offer you. The only thing you have to do is just say yes. It's been really, really difficult for you to trust him because you're not, it's like it's almost too good to be true. So you question it to the point where you're like, I wonder if, you know, we get so far and then around the corner there's something that I didn't see coming. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you put little pebbles out there to stumble over. And I call them pebbles because they're not even boulders or bricks. They're like pebbles of little things that you try to bring up to because it's too good to be true. But I am here to tell you, no one is perfect. But this guy is I feel, a very, very good a companion for you. Very, very good match. And congratulations on the find. The other thing I see with him, too, is he's really – really coming into himself spiritually. This, believe it or not, is one of the best assets that he has. I don't want to say the best, but let me put it this way. Because of where he is spiritually, this is an asset for the relationship. So many people have to play the catch-up role. That means one or two partners, one is either in one place spiritually and the other one's in the other place, and sometimes there has to be a separation because one has to catch up. Sometimes there has to be just a, you know, and they get back together. You know, sometimes it can be like the yo-yo effect. But I feel like with him, I don't feel like there has to be a break so that there can be this type of spiritual evolution or of him evolving. I feel like he's evolved enough to be on the same frequency with you, which makes you guys what I like to call a power couple. That means if you put his energy and your energy together and you guys go in on a joint project, oh, my God, the sky is the limit because it's such a dynamic energy when you can combine the two. Okay, and when both are strong within their own self, and you guys both are, I need you to just let down your guard a little bit and trust a little bit more, okay? He's the real deal. Like I said, no one is perfect, so there are things that are still there that need to be worked through, but, honey, you've definitely found a gem, definitely.
Yeah, wait, you said congratulations on something, and she started laughing. I missed that part.
The what? Say that again.
you said congratulations to something, but she was laughing. I missed it because I didn't want to break your flow.
Oh, no, that's okay. Congratulations on finding. Congratulations on having a partnership like this. Because this, you know, it's very challenging. Some people go a whole lifetime and they don't find someone that meets them on all these levels. And so for you to, at your age, to find this is such a it's a rare. It really is. And,
blessing.
You know, yeah, as a reader, when people ask me things in relation about relationships, or they'll say, you know, what do you think about this person, or what are you picking up, or what are you feeling? And, you know, and I'll go in and I'll use my gifts and I'll give them what I feel. But immediately when you ask me about him, I felt this overwhelming connection, and I also feel like this person's heart center is open. That allows this person to be able to express themselves, and also it allows you guys to be able to be in a union that's more balanced, okay? A lot of times in readings, I don't pick up that level of balance. Now, I see it coming soon for some people. You know, I'll say, well, you know, you got a couple more things you're going to be working on this end, and they're going to be working on that end. But with you, I just feel like you guys are going to be working on things together. There doesn't have to be, you know, some type of separation for you guys to be able to be on that same level. So that congratulations for that, because like I said, you have really you've exceeded what your expectations were for finding this person. So definitely again, congratulations. Yeah, there's so much more to come. Let me tell you, by November also, too. Now, you guys, I don't believe that you guys are married or anything like that. You're not, I don't feel like you're married yet. Like, I don't feel like there's
yet.
I don't feel like there's a legal thing between you all. Is that correct?
No, not yet.
Okay. Now, let me tell you, come November, I feel like you guys are going to be stepping right into it. Okay, that means you're either going to know when, or you guys are just going to take that leap. But I just see, like, they're showing me wedding bells, and I feel like that's going to come up in the month of November, okay? Don't push, but allow him to be creative with you. He's full of surprises. That's another thing. He would be the type of person that would throw you off and propose to you in the middle of a game, or he would, you know, have a big hot air balloon that has a banner that says, I love you, go across the sky. Like, he's that type of guy. And so many women wish they had someone that could go above and beyond to show how much they care and appreciate, you know, them. And I feel like this guy is just, he is it. He is the one that would do that for you. So just trust a little bit more. Let your guard down. It's okay, and you guys go from here, and you guys become that power couple, all right? Really, really good things coming up for you all next spring. So hang in there. It's very, very good.
Great. Thank you.
All yes, right.
If that helps, then let us know what happens on Thursday. Thursday, Thanksgiving, whatever it is. It's like that Thursday in November. It's like you guys might just decide to surprise everybody and go, guess what? We're going to elope. You're all invited to the family meal.
No, he would probably do that because Thanksgiving is my birthday. I'm so excited. So he probably would do that for my birthday. Oh.
He's the type of guy that would surprise. I got goosebumps right now going up and down. He is the type of guy that would surprise you. That's why I said November. It's like highlighted. So thank you for confirmation. It's your birthday. He would be the type of guy that would really use that occasion to go all out, you know, to do something above and beyond and to really surprise you. So I think I gave away the surprise, but I hope not. I hope not, but it was all part of the reading. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I will say this, too. Just like Shel said, make sure you keep us posted, and I'm going to tell you why. I feel like one day you're going to call in, and I think he's going to be calling in with you. I don't know. You guys are going to be on a joint call. I would love to talk to him one day because I feel like he's in the middle of a spiritual awakening, but it's good. He's not really, he's doing really good with these energies. A lot of people are not. So he would be a really good candidate to call in one day to possibly get a reading or even just to be in our discussion panel because, you know, we talk about a lot of new things on here. And he is actually, he would really engage in that well. Very, very social, good people person. I really like the feel of this guy. So is he any type of entertainment? What does he do? I just feel like he should be out and socializing with people, like a very good you know, he interacts really good with people. He just he would be good in entertainment. I just feel like that.
Yes, you described him to a T. That's exactly how he is.
Yeah, very good. So I look forward to having him come on the show here one day when I'm on. I would just love to talk to him and to be a part of the show. Very nice. So congratulations on that, on this awesome relationship. And
no, you are. Look, the way you described him, like you want us to split him. Like, girl, I'll take half, you take half. Like, he's a piece of a piece of cake or something.
All yours.
The other one, she sounded like she just wants the cherry on top. You like, no, I want the slice of cake. We're going to split him.
Right. I'm telling you, girl, have him call here. You got the Blog Talk number, have him call. Oh, this is so funny. Yeah. But I do, I just see him being a part of one of our conversations, like on the panel or something. Like, I just see him calling in. And that's because he really has something that he can contribute to the conversation. You know, most men are just like, you know, not all of them, because we have a lot of, you know, our highly spiritually evolved men that call into the show. We do. I don't want to take away from my men audience out there, but, you know, the majority of them are women, and I don't mean that in a, you know, in a sexist way, but this gentleman, I mean, could really, I just feel like he could really add something valuable to the conversations that we have here on Bonnie's show. So encourage him one day to call us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, he can. And what is my purpose in his life?
Okay.
You're the other half of the puzzle piece. It takes you two. It's like the sum of the whole is greater than the individual parts.
I love it, Kel. Absolutely. Oh. Yes. You're definitely play a valuable, you know, because he couldn't be, and I don't mean that he's incomplete without you, but you guys together are, you know, you're stronger, you're one. And even though that hasn't officially begun, you know, been done with marriage or something like that, universally and speaking in terms of spirit, the way they're showing it to me is that you guys are already, you know, definitely making those moves into gelling into being one. So you, without you, he probably wouldn't be, you know, it's like you add to, you complement, and you bring that extra essence of that feminine energy that he needs to balance him out, you know. So that's what you
he brings out the best in you, and you bring out the best in him, and together you go to higher heights.
Right. There you go, Kel. Well put.
That is beautiful. And so how do I reach you ladies outside of this?
Well, with for me, you can email me. I'm at Leslie, Leslie, Journey, Journey, Journey,
at hotmail.com.
And hotmail.com.
On Facebook.
Yes, and I'm on Facebook, too. And, Kel,
No, wait, I didn't hear. We said 11. You said Leslie Journey at what now?
At hotmail.com.
Okay. Any other young lady?
My, you know, best place for me is like I have a phone number that works when it wants to. My number is 719-289-4907. But there's a group on Facebook called Spiritual Learning Connection, and that's also a good place to just go be a member. And it's like it's a good place to leave messages.
Okay,
There's also the show here. It's like, you know, call in. We're always here. You know, usually we're here 4 days a week at 347-838-8864. Usually. This has been an unusual last few weeks.
This is my first time calling in, so it's every day at this time?
Yeah, Monday. Usually it's Mondays through Thursdays, and it's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time. Yes. And it's called Bonnie Albers on Air. And usually Bonnie and Susan. There's also Bonnie and Susan, and oh, golly. Like today we have Annabelle and Brenda, and it's like Wednesdays we have Ron, who's our astrologer. And it's like, then there's other people who come on sometimes Mondays and Tuesdays with Bonnie and Susan. So yeah, you get a whole variety of folks here.
Thank you. Okay, and Leslie Journey, you're on Facebook?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Under Leslie Journey, and you will see a nature scene. It's a nature scene, and then if you put on that, there's a full page of me behind, picture of me behind the nature scene. You know how Facebook has the two, on your home screen, you have the two. Yeah, so the first one you'll see is probably the nature scene, and then if you click on it, you'll see me behind it. So,
okay,
yeah.
You don't have a phone number? Leslie Journey, there's no number for you?
Yes,
there's also Bonnie Mosenter Albers. She's on Facebook, and that's usually where you can get our shows and archives. If you go to Facebook and look on her page, it's Bonnie, B-O-N-N-I-E, Mosenter Albers. She's the only one on Facebook like that. But that's usually where we'll post the links to the shows. So it's like if you want to come in and hear this again, you can go in and click on that link, and you can hear this, that segment again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Leslie, what did you say was your number?
The best thing to do, because I do use my phone for readings, you could definitely leave a voicemail. Because I'm a full-time reader and I also work a reading job over the phone, it's very, very difficult to call me and get a hold of me right out. But I do try to call everyone back within 24 hours. That's my goal. So if you would definitely, I'm always have Facebook up and running so that it's sometimes easier for me to chat and give you messages there versus the phone line, because if I talk to you on the phone line, then we have to schedule. So I will give you my phone number, but just keep that in mind, okay?
Yeah.
And it's 513-464-4372.
Okay, thank you.
You're
you ladies were awesome. Thank you so much.
All
right. So
glad you called in.
Yes, thank you.
And call back and keep us updated.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. Here we got 928, who's been waiting for a while.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. Who is this I'm speaking with?
This is Maggie. I talked with you, what was it, about a month ago or so?
Oh, okay. Hi,
baby. Hi, and you were telling me about somebody smitten on me.
Did you call me to tell me you found out?
He's looking for the smitten kitten as well as the of money.
He hasn't made a sound. Don't know who it is. I think I'm terrifying.
It's only been a month, right, or two? Hasn't been a month, 2 months. It's like the summer's gone so fast.
Oh, yes, it has. Oh, my goodness, just flew by. So what's your question for me today, Maggie? You trying to find out where he is, or did you have a different question?
Well, it's basically my love life. Am I ever going to have one?
you definitely are.
You know, it's not like, do you want one, Maggie? Do you really want one?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
They're so hard to train.
I will say this, though. Maggie, I feel like you are, and I think I was classic for this. I think I did this a little bit to myself. But sometimes we say that's what we want, but you have to create a space for that to come in. And if you're, I feel like your energy is a lot like mine in the sense of you're a very independent person, and you don't really need anyone to help you do anything at this point in your life. As a matter of fact, you're very excited and happy about where you are at this point in your life, because this is a part that you've actually made great strides to get here. So to get to this point in your life and to say, hey, you know, I need someone to come in to, you know, not necessarily to complete me, but to be a full package, you know, sometimes you have to create a space for that. And you don't know that you're not doing it, because up till now things have worked beautifully. You know what I mean?
So how do you do that?
Yeah. So let me see here what Spirit will tell you as far as creating that space. Because like I said, I went through that. I think the key here is to make sure that you're keeping yourself open. I don't feel like, though, that you have any type of emotional blocks that's stopping this. I don't feel like there's, you know, any type of resentment issues that you're holding on from past relationships. That's definitely not what I'm picking up. But I feel like the key to you allowing that to come in is just putting out some different affirmations. Now, some people say, well, you know, with affirmations, you definitely can get some positive results with that. It sounds very simple, but I feel like the key with you is something simple. I don't feel like it's something very complex to allow this to come in. Now, you're not going to go as far as the end of October without having someone kind of come in. I feel like there's a cycle ending with you around October, okay? A lot of times when I see this, when I see people coming to the end of these cycles, it could be a cycle where, because I don't want to get too far off in a tangent here, but it could be, you know, you're coming to
Hello?
Hello?
Leslie, you cut out. Leslie, you cut out.
Oh,
Brad,
dear.
Leslie. Oh, no. It happened again. We lost. Okay, hang on there. Hang in there. Don't go away. It's like, if it's like anything, she'll call back in. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there goes my love life.
There goes your love life. No, she was saying it's you know, it's really simple, you know, for you, and it's like I understand. I'm going to say I think I understand where she's going with that, because I know you are who you are, and it's like because of your ability to work with, you know, the pranic tube stuff, with manifesting things. Sometimes, you know, and it's there she is. Hang on. There we go.
Oh,
we got her
God.
Back.
Welcome to you.
I don't even know what happened. Whew, that was a strong thing. Okay.
Maggie went, well, there went my love life. And I was like, no, no, no. It's like, you manifested.
I go, what in the world? Are you kidding me? Whew. Okay, let's get back to it. All right. So, like I was saying about cycles, a lot of times I'll see that with someone's birthday. You know, I'll see them coming towards the end of a cycle. I don't feel like this is the case with you, though, okay? So it may be, but I don't feel like this is a particular cycle that you're waiting on. And what that means is that puts you in a time frame where actually energetically allowing this other person's energy to come into your space, to come into your frequency, okay? So you're right over the cusp of this. So I know it's coming. The only thing that I would suggest to you and where I'm feeling from Spirit, like I said, about the affirmation, is just putting out there that you're ready to receive that relationship, that you're open to that. And then Spirit just kind of helps and supports you with, you know, there may be something that comes up. You might get a feeling throughout the day that you go, you know, I may need to today maybe not try and be, you know, superwoman and do it all. They will start working with you to remove a little bit of that barrier. It's not a big barrier, though. That's why I felt positive affirmation, just allowing and putting out that positive intent is enough. You know,
so
I
you're
know
saying to, like soften my veneer.
Yes. And allow yourself and say you're ready and put that out there, because you don't realize once you're, you know, like I said, I understand this because I've been in this place, but you don't know how sometimes that being so independent can kind of work against you after a certain point. You know what I mean? Cause
I think 13 years of being a self-contained unit.
And 13 too. You had some work ahead of you in order to. You had some. You're not in the in the brunt of it, but there's still some of that sediment left of, you know, this independent, I don't really need this, but I feel like, it, you know, your spirit is telling you it's time. It's time to allow it to come in, you know.
Yeah.
To balance
I just want to play. I just want to play with somebody.
Oh, yeah, you know? It's coming. And I will tell you, too, this person that's going to be coming into your life likes books. They're very, they love to read. So you guys are going to have a lot of things in common just because they're very, very open-minded. And they read a lot.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's somebody that you'll have, you know, you say you want to play, but I also feel like this person is going to be very good for, you know, not just play, but also for, you know, extra pursuits for you. I feel like you guys are going to, at some point in time, you're going to have, you know, some connections with another person that kind of puts you guys in a field of learning something new together. Just because they're open-minded and also you being open-minded, you guys are going to kind of have this joint project that you go in together and learn together. So very, very nice there.
I wonder I've taken up channeling. I wonder if that's what that is.
There you go. Okay. All right. Yeah, because it's on a spiritual level. So you may even meet this person through one of those, you know, means of going. I don't know if you go outside to a group, but you may meet this person through a channeling group. And but they read a lot. I didn't feel like they were as far as you, though, spiritually, but they're open-minded. That's the key. So
that
it may be that it would come through another party. They may not actually be at the group, but by them being open-minded, they may be connected to someone that you know that's, you know, kind of where you are on that spiritual level. So very, very good fit for you. The other thing about this person is they're family-oriented, so I feel like they value family and they value tradition. This is one of the things that's almost a deal-breaker for you. If you don't have someone that comes into your life that is not like the traditionalist that believes in traditional family and believes in values, that would be a deal breaker. And I feel like they're kind of like that old-fashioned type of, and I'm not definitely calling you old, not so please don't take it that way, but I feel like
values.
Tradition is better for you. Yeah, tradition. You don't want, even though this person is very open-minded, you don't want someone that is non-traditional. That means that they want to come in and just shack up, or they just want to come in and they just, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of nowadays, that's, again, it's like a needle in a haystack to try and find this. The previous caller, you know, the guy that she's with and I was picking up on, I'm going, oh, my God, where is he been? You know? Where is he been? Oh, my God. But, you know, I feel like you're going to get one of those gems also, one of those just traditional, you know, guys that really, really believes in, you know, and that's maybe where that smitten came from, because smitten is an old term. I remember my grandmother saying that, but, you know, they would say that term, you know what I mean? I said that to a young person, they go, what?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So I think that was spirit's indication that this is an old-fashioned type of guy, you know what I mean? Because that was the word that they used. And honestly, it, in order to understand what that means, you have to be of a certain time frame, you know what I mean? So
right. It's like his mom did a good job raising him.
Exactly. Very, very good.
That's right.
and that's what you'll love about this person. You're going to love that because he has respect for women, and he didn't grow up in one of those households where, you know, it was okay to disrespect women, or it was okay for a man to be a womanizer. He's not a womanizer. He's not one of those people that think it's okay to downgrade women. Yeah, and you wouldn't tolerate, that's a deal breaker for you. You wouldn't tolerate anything, like that anyway. But I am giving you a heads up on this because, you know, you don't want to, once you get into that, you're going to go, you know, am I going to find out that, you know, here later on that this guy is, you know, on one end, he's telling me, you know, he respects who I am, he respects what I do, and he loves me and he gives me this, you know, he gives me this respect that I need, but on the back end, is he going to come out with something that, you know, is like, you know, almost like that good, too good to be true. And I feel like this guy is, like, with him being this traditionalist, old-fashioned type of gentleman, I feel like, you know, you don't have to question that when he comes in. It is what it is, and you won't, and, you know, you have a no-nonsense, no nonsense.
Yeah,
yeah, you are.
And I have no patience.
And he's going to understand that. You're going to make that very clear in the beginning. So he's not going to overstep that boundary line with you. And it's good that you put that in place, but just don't be too rigid. You know what I mean? Like, because he, even though he's a very, he's going to be a very supportive guy for you. You don't want him to be too afraid to make a move. You got what I'm saying? Sometimes when you put, you know,
when guys actually shake in front of
exactly. Yeah, because you need somebody
nothing.
That's strong. You need somebody strong to the core, man. You don't need somebody that's weak at the knees just because, you know, or flinches at everything, because you're going to make it very clear in the beginning, and, you know, but you want them to feel comfortable with being who they are and not feeling that if they say something or if they make a certain move that, you know, they're going to be ridiculed because of, you know, of something on those lines. So just actually creating a space for him, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once he gets here, it's going to still be, you know, something that you're going to have to continually work on, because you're going to want to revert back, Maggie, to, you know what I mean? You're going to want to revert back to, do I really need this? Is this really what I want? You know?
Yeah.
So,
it's easier the other way.
Girl, I'm telling you, I know this, but, you know, we got to step out of that, because for the energy that we have coming in over the next few years, it's going to require all of us light workers, and also those that are working towards, you know, the evolution of the planet, it's going to require us to be in partnerships. And, you know, there's a reason for that. You know, so we've kind of been our own power selves, but we're doing that so that we can be power couples. So, you know,
right.
But that doesn't mean, you know what I mean, it doesn't come with, like, some maintenance work. So, we just got to keep that in mind as we usher these partnerships into our lives. And I'm definitely there with you, Maggie. It's very, very challenging. And, you know, I don't trust too easily. I've been, you know, scarred a lot.
Here. And it takes me a while to, like,
it
lose myself emotionally. It takes me
it
a
does.
While. I have to be patient. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I'm
with
you.
So you're gonna go do the feng shui thing. You're gonna go clean out half your closet. You're gonna go clean out half your drawers. You're gonna go clean out half your garage. You're gonna make that space for him, so he's got a space to come in.
Yeah, I have to take out my mating books.
You're not too far off. You're not too far off. And, you know, let me tell you, this guy is a destiny point for you. So, you know, he's going to show up regardless. The only thing that we don't want to do is you don't want to create any extra, like, karmic baggage around that. You know what I mean? Because they're going to show up, but it's a matter of if you're going to be open and willing to let them in. Because you can go around the circle with this, and you know how the universe does it, man. If they're a destiny point, they're going to come back, and they're going to come back, and then you then, you know what I mean? So it's there. I see it, but we want it to be the road of least resistance when it happens. So
this is somebody totally new too, right? This is not somebody I know already.
Felt like if this person now, you know, I don't want to get dinged by spirit on this, because sometimes I see people evolve back into someone's life that's not been it for years, and they're a totally different frequency than they were before. So I won't totally take that out of the picture, but I will tell you this. If it's somebody from your past, they're not the person they were when you guys broke off. Now, that I will tell you. It's not going to be a rewarding of someone that is in the same space that they were. You got what I'm saying?
Oh, it couldn't be him because he didn't like to read.
Oh, okay. There you go. There
so
you go. But now, I mean, but you know, some people, sometimes that can change too. So.
Yeah.
Some people learn to like to read. Something happens. They have transformative episodes in their lives.
And let me tell you why too, Maggie. Let me give you an example where that could don't put that in black and white, because once you, and you know this, once you start going through your spiritual awakening, once that awakening starts, the thirst for knowledge is so powerful because you want to know more. You want to know more. And it's like, I know this. And you get books and you just bombard yourself. You know, when I grew up, my mom was a librarian. I hated to read. But I tell you what, I got to – that's because she always made me read. You know what I mean? But when I got to a certain point in my life and my early 20s, when I started going through the awakening process, you know, I couldn't get enough books. I was bombarded with people. And my mom goes, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
My mom said,
the same child I raised. Are you sure that aliens didn't take her and replace her? Are you sure?
I'm asking her, Mom, do you remember this book? Do you remember? You know, she's a retired librarian now. She goes, I would have never thought in a million years. You know, but that's because she used to force me to read. I said, oh, my God, I hate books. I hate to read. I remember sitting in the library with her, you know, working after school, and it's like, oh, my God, you know. But now it's like, give me that book. What are you talking about? So don't prejudge it that way.
That's right. And so I have to have an open mind, too. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Very
Absolutely.
Cool. Oh,
it's coming,
Maggie.
I know you had one other quick question about the tsunami of money. So it's like, I was sitting there thinking, didn't she say that was in the fall?
Well, it's coming in increments. I guess, like, I got new, so I suspect that I will be paid back for a loan that I made like 12 years ago.
Oh,
you know, it's significant. You know, I could get something that I'd like to have my eye on for a while. That's, you know, a pricey.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said it would come again, I guess, like in November. And I got a confirmation call yesterday from somebody that I used to have something with that, you know, long, 13 years ago, brief. But I did started a business relationship with him. And it's very promising. Potentially promising, very promising. And I got a call from him yesterday, and things are proceeding nicely. And I said that, oh, so you're going to pay me back in September? And he conceded yes. And then he said something about November.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's confirmation for that part, but we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, just hang in. The other part's unfolding. I'm telling you, hang in there. But don't, Maggie, if, like I said, I don't want you putting out in that intention that this is a person that and the reason I'm saying this because if this person shows up, you're going to be going, this is not it. You know, it's kind of like looking over, and they're standing right there. So I don't want you to put out that it may not be a person from your past, because that is not a definite thing that I'm getting. There are times when I do get that. But I have to be honest as a reader, that is not what I'm getting. So whatever that means, keep it open, all right?
Okay.
It's going to be a good fit. It's not going to be like oil and water with you. It's going to be a good fit. So you're not going to have to, like I said, it's going to be more of the road of least resistance. It's not going to be like you have to make this happen. The only thing that you're going to need to do is just allow it to happen, okay? You got me?
No,
that's very,
I like
very
that.
Different. Yeah, very different for you. So I don't see that said and done. Trust me.
It's like allowing the energies to come in. I mean,
yes,
because they're here.
Right. Right.
You know, it's like when he knocks on the door, answer it. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But you know
very
what?
Cool.
But that's funny, Kel, because you know what? It's like, hold on, I can't come to the door right now. I'm doing this all by myself. I don't. You get me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, open the car, ready. I'll help you out. Yeah, it's like, okay, maybe. You know,
yeah,
it's going to
be really
door.
Strange.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what? Come on in, sit down. It's like, I'll get you a cup of tea here in a little bit, but right now I'm doing something. But come in, sit down and be comfy. It's like, I'll get around to you in a minute.
I'll bake some cookies. I love cookies, and I love to bake things for people. So,
oh, yeah. That's so nice.
Through their stomachs, into their hearts.
There you go. There you go. You got the door. You know how to get in there. You know how to walk through that doorway. We just got to create one that's a walkthrough for you. So,
it's coming back. Well, thank you so very much, both of you guys. Thank you.
When I get minutes back on my phone, Meg, I will call you. It's like I'm currently out of minutes for the moment, but it's like, yes, I've been meaning to talk to you this past week. So.
Okay. I'll turn on my Skype. And I don't know if yours is working. But anyway, thank you again. Thank you, guys. Leslie, you are just absolutely out of this world, girl. Yeah.
Thank you, Maggie. Love you so much. You have wonderful energy also, Maggie. Very wonderful energy. Hang in there, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, bye. Talk with you soon.
Hanging on.
Bye-bye.
Any time on tree swings. Okay. Thank you.
Aww.
All right. Well, we got two more people here really quick who got in before we went off live air. We got a few more minutes here. We got 703 and 40. Are you up for that?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Here we go. 703. If I get it on here. Come on, Blog Talk. There we go, 703. You are on live with us.
Hello, ladies. Eric calling. How are you doing?
Oh, great. There's our masculine energy. There it is.
That's
what I thought.
See, I knew I would get in trouble if I didn't put that out there. I knew it.
You were saying.
Who am I speaking with?
Eric.
Eric, okay.
Eric?
So what is Eric? So what's your question today? What can we help you with today?
Well, I don't know. You guys went off on all kinds of things, so I don't know now. I just I don't know exactly what to ask, but I am kind of wondering what you see coming in my love life and whether it will be with Sarah or. Somebody else that either maybe I've met or not, and when do you see things happening? And if there's money coming down the road, that would be nice too. As a side,
love and money. Yeah, those are the
I know it is sad. It's so sad.
You know what, Eric? I swear, I said, man, I think if we were all rich and we had like just that, life would be perfect, wouldn't it? If we had that one person, all the money in the world. Well, probably not.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think we're fooling ourselves. But let me tell you what I'm getting. I do feel like you and Sarah, okay, this is a young woman that you just asked me about.
Yes.
If she's the one. I feel like you guys still have some things to work through, okay?
Yes.
Because I don't want to put her out of the picture just yet. And actually, I would go a step further and say that I don't know that she necessarily needs to be out of the picture, okay? There's a couple of things going on here. One of the things that I would like to ask you on behalf of Spirit is that you have a little bit more patience with Sarah, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some things that, you know, she's holding on to from her past. You don't have quite as many of those things as she does. And
like
I'll explain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not a relationship. More of the negative components from that relationship, okay?
Well, she's still in, she's actually still in that relationship. And it's
okay. The components
committed.
Of it, though. Right. The components of it are static, and it's things that don't serve her any longer. So when you say she's still in that relationship, I feel like she's more in the muck than it being a productive relationship. It's not thriving anymore,
yep.
Okay? And when I see things like that and I see them not thriving, honestly, on a spiritual level, I don't feel like there's a relationship. I feel like then it becomes karmic. It then becomes things that have to be cleared out. You know what I mean? You're not really growing anymore. You're just cleaning up the weeds. So I
Correct.
Feel like she's in this stage of the negative components that have kind of, they're still there. If you're patient with this, I feel like she's going to come out, okay? And I feel like once she does, things are going to look very different to her, okay? the time frame you're looking at for this is about, I'm getting about 2 months, all right? I don't want to include the full month. I don't want to include August because we're not in the full month because I feel like I want to say 60. So we could go 60 days, and I could do 2 months. You can do the end of August. But I feel like you're someone else that by October, I feel like this person will be kind of out of that cycle, okay? In the meantime, it does not mean that you guys won't interact or that you won't have any connection. You can actually be of service to her while she's going through this. Sometimes least is better. So it's not that I need you to kind of jump in there and be Superman and help her through all of this, but what would really be advised is that you be kind of like a support beam so that whatever she's going through, she can kind of discuss or you can just allow her a space to talk and not have a lot of feedback. That might not be the easiest for you, all right? That may
but it
not
makes
be
sense.
The, Yes. So allowing her just that space to be able to speak her truth and to get that out is enough for it's enough of kind of holding that light so she can see the truth of the situation she's in and she can make those changes quicker. You got me?
Yes.
Sometimes people will say, you know, I'm gonna tell you what I see wrong in that situation, and you need to change it. That would not at all be advisable for you to do, okay, because that actually will do the opposite of what you want to do. I feel like this person, if you have the patience and if you allow yourself to be that support system for her, I feel like she would be a really good partner for you. The key here is allowing time, all right? Now, I want to flip really quick, it's so difficult to do this on air, but I want to flip really quick to the fact that in the meantime, until she comes in, you have some business things that you need to take care of, all right, which then parallels us into your money situation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you're trying to put yourself on a different level financially. You're okay, but you're ready for the next level. You are. And that's why you're asking about your finances. And it's going to come via your business. I feel like it's coming from a business sector. I don't feel like it's coming from inheritance. I don't feel like, you know, somebody is going to give you a loan or anything like that. I feel like your business and the business or whatever you're connected to business-oriented is going to be the key to you increasing your income, if that makes sense. There's just a couple go ahead.
Yes, it does. I am creating my own business, animation business. So
cool.
it's a slow process since I'm doing all the work, but yes, that is that makes sense that you said your business, not necessarily like whatever corporation, for example, that I work for.
Not a job, right?
A job. No. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. So there is going to be a significant increase that is going to be coming over the next few months with this business, okay? And once you're at that next level, and that definitely, thank you for the confirmation, because the next level is usually when we decide to step out of, you know, say the business status quo, and we step out on our own, you're taking it to the next level because you're putting all of that power and earning potential in your hands, and you're not doing it based on a company's revenues or based on what their per diem is to make, you know, lots of money. So congratulations definitely for doing that because you're strong enough person, and you also have a lot of attributes to contribute to your business to take you way far than where you would have ever seen yourself. So there's some good things around your business that's going to be growing. Again, this is another area where you may need a little bit more patience. Now, there's a difference between the patience that you're going to have with Sarah versus the patience with your business. I feel like, and this is really, this is a good thing because I feel like you're going to be more financially stable before you are relationship stable, okay? So
that's the good thing.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, it is. Because relationship-wise, I feel like when you reach that plateau where you want to be financially, you're still going to be working through some, some sticky things in a relationship. It's not anything where you have to deal with someone that is being vindictive or not being true for, you know, once you're in it, once you step into the threshold, and it is coming, once you step into that, those things that you're going to be working through are just between you and the other person. There's not going to be an outside person that's going to be interjecting and coming in and causing confusion in that, all right? That's important for you to know, because I think that in the back of your mind, if you got with this other person, that you're going to have issues or conflicts with a third party. I see that not being an issue. So keep that in the back of your mind, all right? The best way to maneuver through that is to make sure that you're remaining neutral in that situation and not offering unsolicited advice. You got me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of feel like I just need to let her make her choices,
yes.
and because I want her to come with a clear mind,
yes.
a clear
yes.
intent. To
right.
me, then. So I'm not. I agree with you 100%, and I'm trying, you know,
yeah.
to sort of lay back. Correct.
Right. You're on the right track.
Can't
with
push
that.
The river.
Yeah. You're on the right track. Because she's going to come out. She is going to come out of that. But you know, you don't want her coming out, and then you've made a suggestion. You said something, and then once you said it, and it's like, well, you told me that. Well, you said if I do, you know, if I did it this way, it would work out better, or if I did that, or if I, you know, you don't want that thrown up in your face, because your intentions definitely may have been for her best interest, but if you allow her to do it, it's going to have a little bit more weight on it. You know what I mean? It's gonna carry. And not only that, it's not something that will eventually backfire in the relationship. And the other thing is, it's going to keep that other third party from coming in. I'm going to tell you something. Sarah has, if you were to say something to, and I wish that I could tell her not to discuss it, but if you were to offer suggestions, I feel like she shares too much with this other person, okay? Because she's so innocent, and she has like this, when I say innocent, maybe that's not the right word. I want to say
she's very straightforward. She is.
Yeah, but she's going to, yeah, and she's going to say it to this person. You know what I mean? Like, they don't need to know all that. It's like if you were to make a suggestion or say something, she would go and say to this person, hey, you know, such and such said this, this, and this, and I think they're right. This, 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 this. You know, no. It's like sometimes you don't need to let you don't need to let them know everything. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
because she's trying to come out of it, but she feels a little bit guilty. So the way
yeah.
she compensates for that guilt is by sharing way too much information, okay? And this person is very, very I'm going to say manipulator. They're a manipulator, okay? So they use the things that she says against her. She, on one hand, she thinks she's doing a service or favor because of the guilt. You know, she's like, well, I'm being honest, and I'm sharing what I need to share, and I'm keeping it open. But that's all coming from guilt, and she doesn't owe this person anything. Really, she doesn't, and it's in her best interest to come out of that. It's not a healthy relationship at all. This person is very manipulative. So the reason I say that to you is if you keep your voice out of it and you're just there and you're just like, look, I'm here. I'm going to help, you know, continue to walk through this with you, but don't offer any solicited advice because she's going to, and then that's going to cause that other person to have an opportunity to come in and say things that they shouldn't say when it's between you two. You got me? So very, very neutral is the key with her in
low
that
key.
Relationship. Yeah, low key. Yeah, don't, because she's not strong enough. She's going to learn that, though. She's learning that. So you're just allowing her to get her own knock so that she can stand up, and then she can stand up more strongly than what she did before. You know what I mean?
They're also in the process of moving, or will be soon,
mm-hmm.
for a job
yeah.
to a different country. So that's probably creating some stress.
Yeah,
right
but
now.
I don't feel like she's going to make that move. Okay.
Interesting.
I don't feel like she's going to transition that too well at all. Matter of fact, Do you know when this move is going to take place?
I believe it's September. They might be looking for places now. I haven't had any communication in about a week and a half or so.
Okay, let me tell you something. Don't get alarmed when I tell you this. I feel like there's going to be some health challenges come up with her. She's starting to have a little bit now. Do you know about this?
No. Is it physical or is it mental?
I'm not able to. Let's see here.
Stress related.
You know, stress
related to the body. Stress related. Stress related is hard because your stress is mental, but it can take it out of the body.
Yep. There you go. Yes,
exactly.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Kel. Thanks, Kel, because I couldn't zero in on one or the other. So that's actually a very valid right there. And I feel like because of that, that move is at the time that it's to take place, it's not going to pan out because she's going to have other health issues she's going to need to address. It would actually be very detrimental for her to make that move and have those things. She's going to know. This is where you don't need to, because your first thought will be, why would you, you don't need to make that move. You don't need to do that in your sickness and this and this and that. This is something that is kind of designed to derail her, to put her back where she needs to be, okay?
Hmm. Okay, by spirit, you mean?
Yes, by spirit.
Okay, not by the gut.
Yeah, really it's coming from her higher self because her higher self is moving in a direction that's not in her highest and greatest good. Do you understand? So sometimes the way that plays out on a physical level and on the earthly plane is that sometimes we will get physically sick. You know what I mean? Or there will be something that happens in our lives that require our attention elsewhere. And really it's been designed on some level to get us back on track when at the time it seems like it's throwing us way off track. You got me? So I feel like one of the things that will come up to design to get her back on track where she needs to be is something that will cause her health-wise to get and need attention, all right? So just knowing that things will get better from there, that you not, emotionally get too much energy invested into that and dealing with her when it comes, you'll know on the back end why it's occurring, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it all makes sense. It's all, knowing, what the situation is, it all is, would make sense, perfect sense of what you see.
Yes. And you are, the business in the midst of all this, and this is, it's the catch-22, your business is going to be thriving while she's going through some really rough patches. So keep your energy and focus in that business, and you know what I mean? And put it there and just, don't direct too much of that into her situation and just be that being that she needs. And she's coming. She's coming.
And do you feel, is she the right one for me? Is there somebody else?
Now, let me tell you this. When we first started out the reading, I did say, the highlight was over Sarah because I feel like there's an opportunity there for you all, and it would be good. But your patience is wearing thin with this situation, so you definitely have free will choice, all right? She's not the last choice that you have, and I know
right.
You know this, but it's almost like it's teaching you something by being patient because, honestly, this is allowing you time for your business to grow. Like it's like she's taking care of what she needs to, and you're taking care of what you. Okay, so at the end of that, and at the flip side of that, you have free will to say, you know what, I'm going to go out, I'm going to be actively dating. And there's a couple people that you actually have dated that you're kind of wondered about, right? So, but I feel like they're not as of a good match as Sarah would be. Okay.
Okay.
And,
that's what I need to know.
Yeah. And. But I feel like, because your patience is wearing thin, you're like, oh, man. But what it'll do is it'll just create a lot of things that you don't want to deal with unnecessarily right now. When your energy needs to be devoted towards you know, your business and letting that grow. And then everything else will just be a synchronicity of things, and it'll fall right into place, and you'll feel more confident and comfortable with where you are financially. And Sarah will feel as though, you know, because none of your issues are about money. That's another thing. It's not about the money, but it's just feeling secure with where you are in your life. You know what I mean? And Sarah's not feeling that right now, and you have a little bit, but you're not as distorted as she is at this point. You know, you have a little bit more footing. You're a little bit more solid on the ground you're standing on. And that's just going to get even more solid for you by you
right.
taking that energy, putting it in the business, allowing Sarah to do what she needs to, and not scatter your energy all over the place dating a lot of different people. You know, you've already been there, done that. You don't have to go back through that cycle again. There is somebody that will compliment you, and I feel like Sarah is a good choice.
I'm interject. It's like it's just. I mean, it's like there's something with 2 years. I don't know what it's about, but they keep telling me it's like there's something with the 2 years. So it's like we're kind of mark your calendar. We're in the last part of August. So it's like think ahead to like this 14, 15. So think ahead to like maybe August of 2016. I don't know what's going on. It's like 2 years. Something's going to be resolved, happen, or whatever. It's like maybe that's when everything will be in place. You know, it's like the finances will be the relationship, but it's like I don't know. All I got is 2 years, and they didn't give me anything else. I'm like, going, okay, thanks, guys. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of free will can take place in 2 years.
And where I was getting, and here we go. This is so funny. We're talking about time frames here. We were just talking about that. I don't know if you heard our show earlier, Eric, but we were talking about time and how sometimes the way spirit measures time frames. What I'm picking up as far as time frames for your business, I feel like sooner than later. Now, the 2 year mark. Yeah,
it might be some sort of milestone. The 2 year mark might be some sort of milestone in the business.
I feel Kel is definitely picking up something on that, but I feel like that's more, like you said, it's a milestone. It's not where things just started to take off. That's like that's going to be like the anniversary date of something, or that's going to be like you said, a milestone of something. And the two is very significant. When you're talking partnerships. So definitely, definitely, thanks, Kel, for putting that out there. Yeah, because spirit's so funny with time. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yes. Well, I hope that helps you, Eric. And I really, really wish you well with everything. I see good things coming with your your business, and I also feel like a little bit more patience, you can have that relationship you really want. Don't scatter your energies all over the place. You know what I mean? You don't have to do that. You're not going to be alone the rest of your life. There really is someone destined to come in that will be a good fit for you. Just keep the faith and keep your patience.
Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing reading. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, Eric. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling today.
As I was saying, call us back in and let us know how things progress.
Absolutely.
It'll be interesting.
I love it. I love feedback. I love people to call back and tell me where they are with things. And, I'm just seeing how things are unfolding. So definitely, definitely check back in with us.
All right. Sometime in the fall, the magic will
Couple
kick
months.
In.
Yeah. Couple months. Yep.
All right. Yep. Thank you so much, ladies. Appreciate it. Take care.
You are so welcome. Thanks, Eric. You too.
Blessings.
You too.
All right.
Yeah, nice.
I got one more. One more to go.
I
we have 4-0. Are
all
you ready?
Right. Bring it on, Kel. Bring it on.
All right. 4-8-0. We got you on.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Really
how
good.
You doing?
Good. Good. Thank you so much for staying longer for me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Nancy.
Anthony?
Nancy.
Nancy.
Nancy. Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
Fantastic. A little hot here in Arizona, but I guess we
You're
should
in
expect
Arizona
it by
too?
Now. Are you in Arizona?
I'm in Arizona today.
No, we got a couple of Arizona calls. I'm like, oh my goodness. So you should be burning up, huh?
Well, we're like trying to stay out of the heat, so we call. We go inside and we make phone calls. That's what we do here in Arizona.
Well, you know what? I'm in Ohio, so I'm in the house making calls too. And I tell you, it's been storming here all day, so I really am glad to be in the house today. So definitely, I think we're both, we need to come out of the elements, you know what I mean?
I know.
Oh, my God. So what can I do for you, Nancy, since we're not dealing with all those crazy elements right now? What can I do for you?
That's right. Well, a couple things. They kind of a little bit go together. Is part of a I sell through a networking company, and I have the product that's phenomenal. I have the personality that's phenomenal. But for some odd reason, I'm just not getting it going the way I probably thought I would have had it going. So what do you see that is holding me back from getting my business going the way it should be?
Okay. Actually, I definitely see you are a go-getter. I wish I would have had this type of energy when I tried to do some type of marketing. I just didn't have it, but you have it. You got it. You have it, girlfriend. Now, the thing is, though, you want to make sure that you are using that go-get-it attitude and you have the energy in the right, you have it invested in the right thing, okay? I'm not going to tell you to totally walk away from the project you're in right now and what your business. But what I will encourage you to do and what I'm getting from Spirit is that there's something else that will be a little bit more, it will flow a little bit better if you use those same business qualities in a different lucrative venture. Okay? Now, let me explain. You had a couple options, all right? I feel like around the time that you got invested in this. I feel like there were a couple of things that you could have chose. You know, you had choices. It wasn't like this was the last opportunity or this was the only thing that was presented to you. Am I correct on this?
You are correct. I did a lot of research and found that this was the best company by a lot of different avenues. So that's why I chose the company I did chose. And they were all in the same kind of category.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right. Now, is this company local?
This company is up in Utah. I'm in Arizona, technically.
Okay.
But, I mean, you do everything by either phone or internet or visiting people or talking to people. So you could be anywhere and everywhere. I could be in any one of our 53 countries. I could be anywhere doing this.
And that is the part of it, the freedom part of it, that is wonderful. However, there's something locally in your area where you are in the state of Arizona that is a really good fit for you, and you have the marketing skill to do it. The only thing that is not out there is I feel like you're lacking the confidence to do it. This was an easier – this – and I don't mean that you copped out, but I feel like you took – and went with the simplest, with the easiest route, okay? Because the confidence level to do what would be local, I feel like you would be out amongst people. Like, they want to take you from behind the scenes and put you out in the front, okay? Locally, you have the ability to do this. You have a really strong drawing power. But there's something around you, and you could keep doing that other job, but there is something that is in your area, your state, that will have you out amongst people. I just feel like you need to network outward. Now, you could definitely travel, and you could definitely, you know, go to other cities and other places to do this. But like you said, most of the way that you can conduct your job that you're in is via internet, you know, you have phone, you have all the modern technology to help you to facilitate this business. But on the flip side, on the long end, the long term, it won't bring you the desired happiness that you really want, okay? You're a people person. There's a reason why you have the ability to network, okay? It's almost a gift with you. A lot of people don't have that go-get-em attitude. I feel like your biggest block right now is that, and this is so contradictory because I feel like your biggest block is that you're not pushing yourself out there further. You know, you're not going out, pushing yourself in the direction of being out and being social versus you're hiding behind something, okay? Now, okay. I don't mean when I say you're hiding behind something. That's not like you're deceitful type hiding. It's just it's comfortable to do that. They're trying to take you to the next stage, okay? They're trying to take you to the next thing, and the next thing is not modern technology. The next thing is you getting out and standing in front of a group and talking. Okay?
Well, just to give you a little heads up on me, I'm actually a retired teacher. So I don't want to be anywhere where I have to be, if that makes sense. So me being out, I probably socialize at least with 15 to 20 people a day, mm-hmm. you know, about the business. I'm out there meeting people, talking to people, making them laugh, making them feel better, making them look better. So when you ask if it's a local business, technically it is, but technically the products themselves are in another state. But
gotcha.
Locally, we have a team here and so on and so forth. So I've got the local part. And I'm going to – you can answer if this is right or wrong – I do have a hip replacement surgery coming within the next month, and I'm probably hiding behind that because my hip has been in a lot of pain. So my energy can only go in so many different directions, and so when I can do stuff around my house, because unfortunately I had water damage last August, so it's taken me longer to clean it all up because of the fact of my hip. I can only do so much. So I probably am hiding behind that for whatever reason.
Okay.
Because of the fact that I only have so much, I can only do so much in a day because of my hip, which is so not my personality and so not me because I'm a extremely big athlete. So it is frustrating for me to have this hip replacement holding me back.
Gotcha.
Not the hip replacement itself, because that's going to get me moving forward again. But having the bad hip, I have.
Yeah,
so.
and you're going to come through that with flying colors too. I feel like there's not going to be any complications. So thank you for adding that, because I think you needed to hear that too. That
great.
Everything's going to go smoothly with that. So you're going to feel a lot better. But you're right. I feel like once you get through that, and you go through this surgery and you get your rehabilitation, I don't want you to fall into, and this will probably be you're probably at the juncture, and why you had to call in today is so that once you're through your healing part of it, that you don't get complacent and not push yourself to come out of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That would be really important for you, because it would be very natural for you. If you could work from home, you don't have to come out. You don't have to, you know what I mean? You can still interact with people. But like you said, if after you have that and you set a pattern where it's like, you know what, I don't get out as much. I don't go in front of people as much. Keeping that in mind, this would be a good time for you to get that message, to make sure that you're doing and that you continue, even after the surgery, that you get out and that you, you know, continue to be social with people in your area. Because I just feel like a lot of the lucrative money that will be coming in is local. Like, it may be that you have more drawing power there because Arizona is a good, where you are, that's a good state for you. Some people are not in their right timeline. They're not on their right grid. I'm sorry, not timeline, grid. And that means when you're not on the right grid, money's not flowing. You know, things are not flowing in your life because you're not energetically in alignment with where you should be. Arizona's a good state for you, which means that you have a couple of things going in your favor for not only being there, but the energies are aligned to help you to thrive there too. It's not like you're one of these people that have to move where they are in order to be, you know, to get to the next level. You're right where you need to be. So
okay.
Just working in and around that state in that area where you are is going to be very, very important once you come out of the health challenge and not sink into being comfortable, you know, being comfortable in a different, you know, being comfortable with, like I said, you know, working through technology or just using that to get what you need versus stepping out and saying, okay, I'm past this, you know, this health challenge. I'm ready. Get back out there. Get back out networking because there's something that is local. And you're going to be calling back in about, I'll say, this is a good sign because I'll be here. What? I'm going to still be on the show because they're showing me you're going to be calling back in around December, January, and you're going to be saying you discovered what was around you. So the reason I'm saying this is because I feel like it may be something outside of the business you're already doing. You know what I'm saying? Like it may be something.
And I was going to say just by listening to you and absorbing that you're probably absolutely correct. It's probably not the particular company that I've chosen, but it's how I've chosen to work with the company. Is if I was the person out there socializing more and people were seeing my face instead of me trying to do everything by either text message or Facebook or email or that kind of stuff, the more I get myself out there and they can feel my energy, then probably the more successful I'll be.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely.
So because I do know our company does have phenomenal products, and that's why I chose them. I wouldn't pick a company that I wouldn't use myself. But I think you nailed it when you said that it's once I get me out there more, because I am out there, but I know I could be doing so much more. And
right.
So once I get myself out there, that I'll probably explode. From there, instead of trying to hide behind the computer and stuff.
Right, and but you know what? That's very. But I don't want to even ding you on that because just the whole thought that you are still moving forward is a good. You know what I mean? Like
right.
This is such a good thing. But because you called in to find out what the block was and where you could, you know, possibly excel more, that's what I'm picking up. And I just, like I said, December, January, man, I feel good around those months. And like I said, I feel like you're going to call back in and be like, oh, my God, I know what it was now. You know what I mean? So
right.
that means that you're not far off from really thriving. You're not. And you will be able to keep yourself afloat when you go through the surgery and when you go through getting your health back, you're going to still stay afloat. And it's just right when you're not going to be down long. You know, medical technology is amazing now. It is just absolutely amazing. And I don't, you know, there used to be, when people had knee replacements or hip replacements or things like that, they would be down for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like months. But I feel like you're going to go through this with flying colors. I don't feel like you're going to have to go through, like, you know, months and months of, you're definitely going to have, you know, your rehabilitation, but you're going to go really through that really well. You're not going to be, you know, where, oh, my God, you know, I thought that I would be up and I would be, you know, back in the saddle. You really are. You're really going to go through things with lightning speed to the point where you're not going to be down for months. It's a, you know what I mean? That's a good thing for you to know.
And you got your
fears there, but I think you're gonna be surprised at how you come through that. You're gonna be, oh my God, you know.
I'm thinking 2 days of being down, and then the third day I'll be kicking myself for not doing surgery earlier.
And what it is, it's just been your fear. It's just really been your fear that's been prolonging that. And that's understandable. That's a big deal. You know, our hips control so much, and so the thought of, you know, it's not hard for those fears to come up and say, oh, my God, you know, wow, you know, if this doesn't go right, this could affect the rest of my life. You know, this is how I move. This is my mobility. This is, you know, how I get around. So, I'm not going to ding you on having fear there, but because we're here in the spiritual community to help you, to give you that light where you can't see, I'm here today to give you that beacon of light to tell you that it's not going to take you in a direction where you're going to deteriorate from here or you're not going to be able to go on with your life. And when you come out of it, just know, like I told you today, that your focus and goal would really, in your highest and greatest good, would be to stay out and get out and to be amongst people versus modern technology. You can use that, but don't let that be the bulk of how you communicate with people, because you're absolutely right about your energy. You have a dynamic energy, and it needs to be felt by other people because that's part of your drawing power, okay? So use it to your advantage and use it to take you to the top, and that's exactly where you're going, sweetheart. So hang in there. Don't let that fear of that surgery get you down. You're going to be okay.
Okay, and my next question is, I don't know if you know anything about network marketing, but
we have about 2 minutes. We got about 2 minutes here before a blog is going to seriously look at cutting us off. So it's like it'll have to be really quick.
My mentor, Veronica. Can you tell me if she just wants to have a business friendship or a friendship with me?
Veronica, the word I'm hearing is opportunist. Okay. So they just give me that one word, opportunist. Let me give you something really, really quick on this. This person, you could teach her a lot. It has something, what you can teach her has nothing to do with business. You got me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's something that you can help her with and help her to grow in different areas. She may, as an opportunist, she may feel that, you know, she's trying to get that connection because of business, but on the back end, she's going to get something very different from you. She's going to learn something. So it may start out one way, and her intentions may not be in the best, but it's going to end with very different. Very different.
Okay. So very different sound like benefit for her, but does the very different end up being a friendship with us? Or does it stay at the business level?
Well, I feel like it's unintentionally it's going to go into something else, but on the front end of it, it's the business. But that's her angle. She's totally coming from the business angle, but you have something to offer the outside of business. You know what I mean? Like you guys have similar life personal challenges that you've been through, and you can help her with something that she's going through right now. She doesn't know that, and she may not even share that with you, but the business is just a buffer to get you into helping, you know what I mean, so that she can get that connection. If she wants, you guys both got free will, but I'm just saying the business is on the front end of it, but back end, there's other things there that you can share with her to help her through something she's going through in her life. All right?
And do you know what that is?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
No. And they wouldn't. I wouldn't expect them to tell me that. Let me tell you why. The whole idea that she's going to ask or that it would even come up is going to be a huge, huge spiritual something to catapult her spiritually. She's not spiritually open like you are. So, you know, some people, it takes a lot longer for them to come out of their shell or for you to even find this out. And I don't want to, Spirit wouldn't give it to me because they don't want you digging for it. It's almost like just let it unfold naturally, but just as long as you have a heads up to know that there's going to be something that extends outside other than just the business aspect. Okay, of that connection between you all. You know, it might start out, you guys are talking one day about business, and then the next thing it's like, yeah, you know, today was a really awful day. I went through a lot with my kids. I did blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, you know, once it comes up, you're going to be able to connect and relate to that, and you're going to offer her some very valuable information to help her to move through what she's going through, okay? So
I was going to say, we have that, but then we bounce back to business. So...
Yeah. Well, this right here, whether it's a bounce back or not, it's going to be, she's in the middle of needing to evolve. a little bit more than where she is. And she, it may be hard for her to digest whatever it is that you guys discuss or whatever you tell her, but there's something that is going to be coming up that you're going to really be able to offer some really good advice. And then even, too, with her intentions, just, you know, maybe on a business level, she's missing what you're offering on a personal level. You got me?
Right.